Oh, Jo, absolute pleasure to talk with you. She's a behavioural psychologist, a relationship coach. Okay, as a general rule, Jo knows a lot better than me how you should be finding a dating partner. I'm off that scene. I'm sure my husband would like to put me back on it, but tough, he doesn't get to. Although I've been moaning all morning about the fact he made himself a cup of tea this morning. He didn't make me one. So, yeah, there's a little bit of tension in the home this morning. So, ladies, if you want to get in touch and suggest a suitable punishment on that, I'd obviously love to hear it. I'm almost done for another day. Delighted to be joined now by Mr. John Holmes.
Hello.
Who's here.
Hello.
That's rather gruff. Who's just raced into the studio to tell me what's happening on his show.
Well, now, there will be... what day is it today?
Oh, I got Wednesday.
I'll do. We're giving away some meat in a game of dead. I should have checked that. A game of dead or alive. We're definitely doing that because it is Wednesday and I have now checked. So that's coming up. And we're going to be talking a little bit about money today. Because all the papers today, in different ways, are concerned with money, be it gas bills, be it loan sharks. Other things.
High street banks paying taxes. They're all there.
So money is today's big story.
Money, dead or alive, but no meat given away.
Yes, no, there will be meat. There'll be chicken, beef or lamb.
Excellent, hurrah. Coming up to 12:59, this is Talk Radio. John will be with you after 1 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. And it's a Wednesday, I've checked. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news at 1.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Rolf Harris cleared of some sex charges. Corbyn denies quitting claims. And Steptoe co-writer dies.
Talk Radio.
Disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris has been cleared of 3 historical sex offences. The 86-year-old was facing 7 different allegations. Talk Radio's Robin Schernhofer has more.
It's taken a jury at Southwark Crown Court just under a week to return not guilty verdicts on 3 of the charges that Harris was facing. They've been discharged on the other 4 as they failed to make a decision. The former TV presenter's currently in jail after being convicted in 2014 of sex attacks against young girls. Prosecutors have a week week to decide whether to apply for a retrial.
The Labour leader has accused the government of offering a sweetheart deal to a local authority that threatened to hold a controversial council tax referendum. Surrey has abandoned plans for a 15% hike in bills to fund social care. Jeremy Corbyn claims to have seen some texts suggesting the council and the government reached an understanding.
How much did the government offer Surrey to kill this off? And is the same sweetheart deal on offer to every council facing the social care crisis created by her government?
It comes as Mr. Corbyn's team have denied claims he's given his party a date for his resignation as absolutely unfounded and untrue. The party leader could lose some of his MPs over a so-called three-line whip over the government's bill to trigger the Brexit process. The financial regulator is being urged to crack down on unarranged overdraft fees. A report's found bank customers who go into the red could face charges seven times higher than using a payday loan. And Alan Simpson, one half of the writing duo behind Hancock's Half Hour and Steptoe and Son, has died. His managers confirmed his death at the age of 87 from lung disease. That's the end of the news.
At the end of the news?
Yeah. Can that just be the catchphrase?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, it's your news. I mean, yesterday we ended with a load of tape getting stuck in your hair.
Yeah, that's not going to happen again.
I don't know whether you wanted to make that a catchphrase
thing.
Actually,
I'm going to take this tape out of the studio. Suspiciously close to you.
I don't know whether you wanted to make that a regular thing.
No.
Because then people would know it's
like
the end of the news.
I didn't like it.
No. It got quite good traction on the social media, though, didn't it?
Mm.
Your angry face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Your hair looks nice today, really.
Thank you. I've made extra effort.
Okay.
Don't destroy it again.
It was an accident.
How would you like it if I taped your hair? I think it would act like a bit like a waxing strip.
You had a very evil look on your face when you said that. Which
I've had time to mull over what you've
done
to me.
Don't wax me.
I think... Oh, maybe we should.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well... You haven't had your comeuppance yet, have you?
I don't want you anywhere near my comeuppance. You didn't do the weather, did you?
Oh, no, but I folded up my bulletin at the first minute.
National weather. You believe your own catchphrase.
Oh, man. Patchy rain and wintry showers across the eastern half of Britain. Colder and brighter in the west. Highs of 8 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's the end of the weather.
Yes. Yes, it is. And now here's the start of the sport with Ben, who pre-recorded it earlier.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester go into their FA Cup fourth round replay with Derby this evening, hoping it'll act as a welcome distraction. The Premier League champions are just a point above the bottom three and released a statement backing manager Claudio Ranieri yesterday. The Italian says the club aren't in as dire a situation as some would make you believe.
It's no crisis. It's of course, when you don't win... you lack a little confidence. It's a normal. But fortunately, these players are warriors.
Leicester Derby is live over on Talk Sport this evening. Cricket, England supporters can expect to discover the identity of Alistair Cook's successor as Test captain next week. Cook quit after 5 years in the role on Monday. Joe Root's widely tipped to be in line to replace him. Finally, Great Britain have won their opening Fed Cup Tennis Europe Africa Group 1 tie against Portugal in Tallinn. Wins for Johanna Konta and Heather Watson gave them an unassailable 2-0 lead. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
He's still going with that one. Powered by Talk Sport. You're still going with, that's the end of the news.
Yeah.
Happy with it?
Well, no.
Do you want us to carry on so we can get you a better one?
Well...
People were suggesting them over the last couple of days. I mean, we can carry on.
Yeah, let's not include any bodily functions this time, though, please.
There were a lot of those, weren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got your own little fan base there, haven't you?
Don't know about that.
Okay. If you still want to help Victoria come up with a news sign-off... Then do keep them coming in today. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Anywhere you like.
Yes, good. And we'll get through some of those later. Because we're none of us are that pleased with that. Is the end of the news.
Oh, well, I don't mind it.
No, it's just not gonna. I don't know. There's no.
I could say it with more gusto.
Try it.
That is the end of the news. No, is that not better?
Well, I like your training that you've done where you shift voice gear between stories depending on the severity of them or not.
Mm.
You do that very well, which I know is a newsreading trick.
Oh, thank you.
But you did it in that bulletin there when you went from whatever it was to the death of Alan Simpson.
Yeah.
But you did the classic. What was the story before the death of Alan Simpson?
It was about energy. Was it about energy?
Banks or something.
Overdraft fees.
Yeah, the overdraft fees.
Got a great memory.
So, yeah, can I borrow the bully?
Yeah.
Because you did it very, very well, and people will have noticed.
I'm really suspicious of you for being nice to me. No, this is like complete contrast to the same time yesterday.
No, it goes like this. Well, that's an accident. The taping up was an accident.
It wasn't really, because you premeditated it.
The financial regulator has been urged to crack down on unarranged overdraft fees. A report found bank customers who go into the red could face charges 7 times higher than using a payday loan. That's where you changed gear, and you went like this. And Alan Simpson, one half of the writing duo behind Hancock's Half Hour Simpson, has died. So it's a sort of gear. But that's right to do. I mean, because you can't necessarily. Because if you did that in that voice, it'd sound wrong. If you got it reversed and ended up going, the financial regulator's been urged to crack down on unarranged overdraft fees. And Alan Simpson, one of the writing duo behind. See, it would sound wrong, wouldn't it? So you did get it right.
Oh, thanks, John. Do you do lecturing in broadcast journalism and news reading?
Not yet, but it's only a matter of time before that call comes. Would you come on my course?
No, because I've already been on a course. Mm.
Cheap one, was it?
No. It's not very nice. It cost like $4,000 or something ridiculous.
Did it? Yeah. Keep the receipt. Okay, right, let's crack on with...
Started off so nice, and now look at you.
I tried to keep it up.
You just always manage to screw it up, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Welcome to my career. let's do a programme.
Talk Radio.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog 86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali 1996 and At Jax the 74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And I am John Holmes, and it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Of course, we talked everything from physics to black holes to parcel tape.
And it got stuck and got extremely tangled.
To talk us through that, Dr. Stephen Hurst is...
Taken away forever.
I'm only human.
What would At TV Martin Roberts put under the hammer?
Let's hope Martin rings in and tells us.
Now, I remember the days where you had to...
Ask broadcast. Each chin smells of a different egg. What gift should Cornelius buy? He's got, to, after the show today, he's got to go out and buy her a present. The moose who suckled you.
And thank you for positing me on your radiogram.
Welcome, ruffians.
John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello then. Hello then to you. And welcome to the machine. That is 1 till 4 in the afternoons on Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and today, in keeping with the news that police forces across the United Kingdom have paid out, have you seen this, £22 million to informants in the last 5 years. We'll be offering incentives to you this afternoon if you want to grass someone up on the show today. We're opening the lines for that today. It's our way of helping the rising UK crime figures come down. It's we'll take a leaf out of the police book. So if you are listening to this today and you want to grass someone up, then we will reward you. Maybe you're part of the gang responsible for the still largely unsolved 1983 Brinks Map gold bullion robbery. Then, if you are, why not snitch on any of the remaining thieves? And we'll send you a Talk Radio mug. Perhaps you're a kidnapper and you took someone. Well, grass up what happened and you could win a 2016 Colin Murray TalkSport calendar. Do you know who killed Jill Dander? That is on the front of today's Daily Mirror. They think they've got information. Any information we receive in the next 3 hours that will help that 18-year-old case, if you can give us any information on it, grass someone up for that, and that could lead to you being given a tour of the TalkSport 2 studio. All the incentives. We're helping with the crime figures this afternoon on Talk Radio by giving those incentives to the informants, just like the police do. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
And then tell us who you're snitching on. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then the name of the person you're snitching on. Do remember, though, crime is rare. Don't have nightmares. Not all crime is rare, actually. Someone around here stole Cornelius's phone charger the other day. He's offered a reward, haven't you? It's a tomato from his Sainsbury's ready-to-eat mixed salad as a reward for information. He doesn't like tomato. So, hello, then, yes, Wednesday, isn't it?
At 5!
It's a little bit grey outside, so let's see if we can't bring a bit of radio sunshine to your afternoon. No, I've just checked, we can't. Instead, we'll do what we usually do to quit. Headline hijack is on the way. Made up news stories in the news at 2 o'clock. Why is it there? It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit, that's why. It is fake news writ large and celebrated. Send us a made up news story. Victoria will then read it out as fact at 2 o'clock. A de-parcel taped Victoria is waiting after yesterday's tape gate. When I sellotaped her to a chair during a news bulletin.
It wasn't sellotape, it was parcel tape, which is much stronger. I've got it here.
A bit wrong. Anyway, lob some fake news in her hair and fish it out in time for 2 o'clock. You could be today's headline hijacker. An actual hijacker without you having to go to all the bother of commandeering a plane or anything. The number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet a lonely lunch clubber as well, someone lunching alone. If it's you, get in touch, come on the radio. Lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk. We will play the role of virtual friend and colleague, making your lunchtime fewer lonely. Work experience punditry, of course, on the way. Ellie will be in, reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense. There's today's big stories brought to you through the ever-informative yet strangely soothing medium of Japanese poetry. There's the news in haikus. Of course, it's on the way. The big debate at 3. All your reaction. Today's diversity paper review will come from Matt. He goes through the papers while simultaneously ticking the box-marked diversity target. He'll be in later. We're going to be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today we're asking, do they think hardback books or slippers? We're going to bring you some guest action as well. BBC Three's new show, Putting It Out There, which is a sort of street experiment programme. The presenter of that will be in to plug it. It's PR, dressed up as an interview. Again. And there's your chance to win some meat in a game of dead or alive. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. Ginger Dave is not producing the show today. Not producing. Now, if you are a student listening to this and you'd like to grass on him by name for, I don't know, any kind of crime, then not only could that lead to getting a ginger predator off the students off the street, but it could also win you a Talk Radio pen. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
There she comes.
Yep.
Remember that ray of sunshine I mentioned earlier? She's like a ray of hate. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe. Long Victoria thinks of news, but nothing seems to satisfy.
It's true.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hello, everyone.
Any calls into the crime desk about your charger yet? Just checking.
None yet.
No,
none yet.
All right, just keep checking it.
I have my suspicions.
All right. Do you want to name him?
No, but you can hear him tomorrow on The Breakfast Show.
It's Paul Ross. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons on Talk Radio. We're going to start to get into today's big story, which we're going to be talking about next with a guest and everything, like a proper radio show would. We're going to start, as we do, with some music. And I don't know about you, but I'm on top of the world. the Carpenters on Talk Radio. But why?
This day is through.
Why would I be playing a 70s happy classic tomorrow on a Talk Radio station at 18 minutes past one in the afternoon? It can only be to link to today's big story. But what is today's big story?
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
Everybody!
Is the love that I found.
Just me there.
No one knows the word.
Spin around.
Your love put me at the top of the world.
Why would I be playing that on Talk Radio, Cornelius? I know you're interested, and I know you know it links to today's big story. Play along at home. Why would we be playing The Carpenters?
That's the type of song that makes me turn off BBC Radio 2.
It's the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me...
Why? Why would I be playing that?
Big story.
Yes, it's today's big story. But what is today's big story? How does that link to it?
Looking down on a creation of some sort. The Carpenters. Carpentry business. Wood.
Nope.
Trees.
No.
Tables.
No.
Furniture.
No. Big story.
Jesus.
Big
he was a carpenter.
Big story. Not the footballer Jesus that's in the news either. Not him.
I don't know then.
Okay. Well, if you think about the lyrics to that song.
On top of the world, looking down on creation.
I can find. There's a love that I found ever since you've been around.
Round.
Yes.
Circles are circles.
What's round?
Circles.
Yes.
Pies.
What is circular?
Wheels.
Other things?
The London Eye.
No.
Eyes.
Not yours.
Glasses frames.
No.
Lenses.
No.
Mugs.
No. Think about it.
Your testicles?
No, that's my pocket I'm rubbing.
Oh. coins.
Yes!
Coins.
Yes, and what are coins?
Money.
Yes, it's the big story.
Money is the big story.
Today's story, the Carpenters.
The economy.
On top of the world. It's all sorts of things. Specifically, though, we pay more in overdraft charges, according to the front of the papers today, than in interest, than pay lender sharks take from us on those huge loans. We pay more to the banks than we do to the sharks, according to... That's the headline.
Surely there's a song about sharks somewhere.
I didn't think of that. Anyway, we need a guest, obviously, to talk to about this big story. Ask Podcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
What?
Can we get a guest, please? The story I'm going to talk about today is the sharks. Is on the front of the paper? Have you seen the papers today?
No.
Well, there's about the sharks.
Yes,
so I need to talk to someone about the money and the. Is that right?
You want someone to talk about sharks?
The money.
Money sharks.
Yes.
Shark.
Yeah. Right, we'll do that next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable, plus you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing, roadside assistance, up to 4 years warranty and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct redress. experts in financial claims.
Don't break down now. I've got friends round tonight.
Oh, don't break down now. I've got to open the shop.
Whether you're running a home or a business, you'll want a boiler that won't let you down. With a new one from British Gas, you'll not only get £400 off, you'll get a fixed price guarantee and a 5-year warranty for added peace of mind. But, I'm getting to it, Wilbur. You only have until 31st of March to get £400 off. Search British Gas or call 0800 754 754. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In County Durham, traffic remains heavy on the northbound side of the A1M. It all follows an accident early this morning between junctions 62 and 63, although all lanes are now back open. In Herefordshire, the eastbound side of the M50 has a lane out due to a broken down vehicle. That's between junction 34 Newent and 24 Ledbury. The M20 in Kent for westbound traffic has some slow traffic due to an accident. That's between junctions 9 and 8. I'm David Moore.
Woke up, winter's here, windows all frosty, didn't want to go out, did want a workout. Today would be a gym day. Pack my gear, scrape the windscreen clear, poor car, too cold, wouldn't start, did start. Battery on its way out, lucky I found out. Dropped by Halfords, got a fresh battery, nice lady, fits it fast, all good, got going, got to gym, ignored running machine, ignored cross trainer, sat in sauna for an hour and a quarter, and recharged some batteries of my own.
Don't let the cold snap stop you in your tracks. Buy your new car battery from Halfords and we'll fit it from just £10. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, let's talk about today's big story. So today's big stories all seem to be about money, as far as we can tell. As we've heard, the police are giving quite high sums, £22 million in the last 5 years, to criminal informants. That comes in handy for them, of course, if they've got to pay a gas bill, given that the other news is about gas bills going up by 9%. That's British Gas. Not only that, but the Times on the front page today leads with Britain faces biggest tax bill for 30 years. The Telegraph is going with EU faces a new Greek debt crisis. The Mail are leading with national savings interest rates cut. That means a blow to savers. The Mirror claim to know who killed Jill Dando. That's on the front page next to pictures of Madonna and Posh Spice, but to be honest, I very much doubt it was either of them. And the Metro have banks claiming more than earning more than sharks. This is overdraft charges, of course, seven times, more than payday lenders charge interest. So on the line to discuss this is Professor Callum Roberts. He's from the University of York. Good afternoon, Professor Roberts.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to talk to you. So what do you tell me what you know about sharks?
Well, I'm a biologist, so I know about sharks in the sea, but I don't really know about loan sharks very much.
Ah. Can you hold the line a second? Do you mind just holding on? Just hold the line, Professor Roberts. I'm just going to talk to the producer. Hi, Cass.
What?
Yeah, you know, it's happened again, hasn't it? You know that you booked a guest.
Yeah, you said to get a shark guest.
No.
Yes, you did.
Well, yes, but the context was loan sharks because of the...
Oh, you didn't say that.
I did.
Not to me, you didn't.
I did, and I said about the money, didn't I? I said money. Sharks.
I thought that was a type of shark. You know, like whale shark.
We'll just go with it. It's fine.
Okay.
Professor Callum Roberts is on the line now. He's from the University of York. He's a marine biologist. Good afternoon, Professor Callum Roberts.
Good afternoon.
It's very good to have you on. Thank you. Is there any kind of shark called a money shark?
Not that I know of. There's walking sharks. There are whale sharks. There are hammerhead sharks. Yeah. But I don't have a money shark, essentially.
Right, I'll send that in an email to Cass later. But as you'll hear, you know, I'm a fan of a shark, so let's talk shark. First of all, let's do a seamless link from the story into yours. In terms of why we call these lenders sharks, or at least that's the sort of slang term for them, of course, what is it about sharks' nature that seems to lend itself to that? Or shouldn't we be doing that at all because sharks aren't actually anywhere near as bad as we make out?
Well, I think the link is the predatory nature of sharks and the predatory nature of loan sharks.
Yep.
But in fact, sharks are predators, but they're not as vicious and unscrupulous as loan sharks are. And I think that sharks have got a bad press over the years. It didn't help that shark attacks put paid to the chances of survival of many sailors who went down during the wars in their ships.
Yeah.
But normally, sharks are really much less dangerous than that.
Is it? This is the reason we, when there is a shark attack, and it does make international news, of course, is the reason, just because of our inherent fear of them and, you know, post-jaws and all that kind of stuff, is that why it tends to get reported, given that there aren't as many shark attacks as you'd think there probably are?
Well, I think it is. You know, I think it's everybody's primal fear of being eaten. That is something which has been with us throughout our evolutionary history, and it still terrifies us today. And especially because we're out of our element in the sea, but they are completely within their element in the sea. But I think sharks are much less dangerous than we thought, or we give them credit for. There's about 72 shark attacks per year on average.
Yeah.
Only 6 of those are fatal, on average. So you'd have to be pretty unlucky if you were to be attacked by a shark to actually die. Most people recover. Most people receive medical attention fairly quickly. And what often happens is that the shark comes and takes a chew of you, lets go, thinks this isn't food, and moves off. And then people are left to rescue you.
Yeah. And in terms of advice, because I'm a keen diver, and you know, there is always that fear of sharks, because I'd like to dive in warm places. Not gravel pits. And so what is the advice? Should there be a shark around? What would one do?
Well, it depends entirely on the kind of shark. Most divers would just be coming into contact with little reef sharks, and the biggest thing that they're going to give you is a thrill, I think, when you see them underwater. They're incredibly elegant. They are masters of their element. But you know, obviously, once sharks get bigger and when their mouths are big enough to take off a limb, then you start treating them with even more respect. But today, people will pay huge quantities of money to go and dive in close proximity outside the cage with sharks that we used to be terrified of.
Mm.
So things like tiger sharks, great hammerheads, even great white sharks. There are places where people dive outside the cage or snorkel with these sharks. And those are things that were unthinkable 30, 40 years ago.
Yes, what's changed then? What's changed that makes us think we can do that when we wouldn't?
I think it's that we have a greater understanding of them now than we did before.
Right.
The sharks themselves haven't changed, but our experience of them has. And so, you know, at the times when Jacques Cousteau was around in the 1950s and 60s, it was all, you know, man with spear going against nature, and it all seemed very terrifying, gung-ho. But as we've got more and more people in the water, people realize that sharks are actually very peaceful most of the time. They ignore you. They're curious, perhaps, but they're not dangerous.
And crucially, they don't take money off you. So that's worth thinking about.
They don't. Well, they do if you have to pay large quantities to go and dive with them.
That's a fair point. Yeah, so in fact, they are as bad as loan sharks in that sense. Thank you very much, Professor Callum Roberts. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding, but our producer is an idiot. So you are listening to Talk Radio. He's a marine biologist, Professor Callum Roberts, there, University of York. And I think the advice I took from that was sharks in the water are better to mix with than loan sharks. That's, I think, what we're taking from today's big story. If you've got an opinion, if you've ever gone swimming with a loan shark, for instance, how much did it sting you for? Or was that a jellyfish that stings, not a loan shark? It's confusing, isn't it? I probably should have asked the professor. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 1:30, Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Rolf Harris has been cleared of three historical sex offences. Jurors have been discharged from deliberating on four other counts the 86-year-old entertainer is accused of. Harris is currently in jail after being convicted in 2014 of sex attacks against young girls. Surrey Council has denied Jeremy Corbyn's claims the government offered it a sweetheart deal to abandon its plans for a controversial council tax referendum. During Prime Minister's questions, the Labour leader said he'd seen text messages suggesting they'd reached an understanding. Here's Theresa May.
He comes to the dispatch box making all sorts of claims. Yet again, what we get from Labour are alternative facts. What they really need is an alternative leader.
It comes as supporters of Mr Corbyn have denied claims he set a date to step down as Labour leader. He's told the party to vote in favour of a bill that will give the Prime Minister the power to start the formal process of leaving the EU. MPs are due to discuss proposed changes to the law which could stop rape victims being cross-examined about their sexual past. The private member's bill would also prevent questions about behaviour and appearance in the hope more people will report attacks. And one of the writers behind comedy classics, Hancock's Half Hour and Steptoe and Son has died. Alan Simpson was 87 and had lung disease. The weather: patchy rain and wintry showers across the eastern half of Britain. Cold but bright in the west. Highs of 8 degrees. There's more in just, well, 26 minutes.
Some new outlines coming in for you.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Because earlier we mentioned, of course, that perhaps being taped to a chair isn't an everyday get out of the news catchphrase.
No, and in fact, it was a one-time situation.
Well, so far, yes.
It's not going to happen again, John.
All right. So,
Are you listening to me?
What?
Are you listening to me when I say it's not going to happen again? I want you to make that promise on air.
Yes.
What are you saying yes to, John?
I won't parcel tape you to a chair again like I did yesterday during your news.
Or try and physically restrain me in any way.
I certainly won't be doing that. Anyway, you know you were looking for a new news outline because Ben, with his sport, has the one that goes, that was the sport powered by Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Right, and you haven't really got one apart from that's the end of the news.
Mm.
Another one's coming. We have Malik's here. And you can try this out if you want to. My news was strong and you took it like a boss.
Wow, that sounds a bit intimidating. I can say it. My news was strong and you took it like a boss.
It's pretty good, actually.
I had an idea for one.
I don't think I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
I have an idea for one.
Yep.
Okay.
That was the Sky News website read aloud.
It's not strictly true.
Yeah, it's also the BBC.
No, no. We are not affiliated with the BBC, so I don't rip content off them.
Just off Sky.
No, we do have a deal with Sky, though.
Yeah, I know.
As does all commercial radio, pretty much. Anyway. Anything else?
No, I mean, yeah, there are some, but, you know, we'll dribble
are
them.
Are they broadcastable?
No, most of them aren't. That's what I was sort of getting at.
Thought so.
One's coming from Robin. This is broadcastable. I've just
my
found
boss?
It. I think so. I'm Victoria born and raised. I'm Victoria born and raised. On a playground is where I spend my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. Want to try that one?
I'm Victoria born and raised.
On a playground is where I spend most of my days.
On a playground is where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Chilling out, relaxing, and maxing, all cool.
And now the weather.
Shooting some b-ball outside of school. So we're up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighbourhood.
It's too long.
Got one little fire, my mom got scared.
It's too long now.
Said you're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air. That was the news.
There you go. Thank you, Robin. Robin's your boss, so technically you've got to do that.
Okay, cool.
Fine. Victoria's back at 2 with your headline hijacks, your made-up news stories, which will be coming very shortly indeed.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, your made-up news stories, please. That is what we ask of you. 2 o'clock is the news, but in it will be a made-up lie. We've been doing fake news since way before Donald Trump tweeted about it and said it was bad and sad. Way before that. Way before anyone was even talking about it, Headline Hijack was a thing. You put a made-up news story in the bulletin at 2 o'clock, and Victoria reads it out as fact, as truth. And the people who don't hear this bit obviously go away believing it. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius has been collating some of the ones that have been coming in. What have ye?
This is from Jane, who says, after holidaying with Richard Branson over the past week, it has been announced that former President Barack Obama will be hosting a takeover show on the UK's Virgin Radio. Official spokesperson for the station, Kate Lawler, has said, everyone cannot wait to see the hot and fresh hits that Barry will be bringing to the station.
Afternoons on Virgin with Barack Obama. He's the man who's got the best trade deals. What? Just happening with jingles. It's being reported by a White House insider. This has come from Lee. It's being reported by a White House insider that yesterday afternoon, Donald Trump devoted the whole of his afternoon into finding out what he could do to shut down the PC brigade in America, despite numerous advisers telling him that they're not an actual organisation. The PC Brigade is not an actual movement.
It's not an official body.
Not really. It was too late, though, because apparently President Trump had already written up the executive order using a crayon and a napkin. The lines for today's Headline Hijack are open. You have 20 minutes before the news at 2 o'clock, so that's the time you've got to write a lie in the form of a news story and get it to us. We'll also meet a lonely luncher in the next bit of the programme. Rather a special lonely luncher today, a special guest, a voice from the past. I'm led to believe. If you'd like to get on the radio to tell us why you're lunching alone, to get on the list, to be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll do today's Lonely Lunch Club next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. Brr. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got 10 litres of Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances.
And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There are queues on the westbound side of the M4 in South Wales in the Newport area. It's all because of an overturned car just before Junction 28. There are two lanes closed. The congestion's going back to Junction 26. The eastbound M50 in Herefordshire, there's a lane out due to a breakdown between Junction 3 for Newent and 2 for Ledbury. And in the Newcastle under Lyme area of Staffordshire, there's an accident causing some slow traffic on the A34 London Road. I'm David Moore.
Forecast sun, reality rain. Went to the zoo anyway, kids were hyper, squeaky wiper, parked up, paid too much. Ponchos all round, saw a soggy panda, a damp giraffe. Avoided the gift shop, back to the car in the rain. The wiper's still squeaky, windscreen still streaky. Headed to Halfords, found wiper blades. Nice bloke said he'd fit them for me. Nice one, nice bloke. All fitted, all sorted. Headed home to the sound of Alfie's penguin impression.
Buy a pair of replacement wiper blades from Halfords and we'll fit them for you on the spot for just £4. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And just looking through the news. Now, there are rumours about Corbyn's resignation this afternoon. This is tales within the Labour Party, of course. Will Corbyn resign? He's apparently told insiders that he's going to set a date to resign. That's been denied by Labour. Prime Minister's questioned, you will have heard, of course, this also involves Jeremy Corbyn, says he's got leaked text that proves there may have been a sweetheart deal between Surrey Council and the government over the increase in council tax to pay for elderly care. That's in the news. A lot about money on all the front of the pages of the papers today. As I say, the Daily Mirror have gone with the big headline, I know, saying that they seem to know who killed Jill Dando, and they've put that next to a picture of Posh Spice. But to be honest, I don't think it was her. I don't know what motive she'd have had. So I think they're barking at the wrong tree with that. Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't, Cornelius. And it's all right, though, because we're here to help, of course, by taking the news and analysing it in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables, we present the news in haikus.
Police are set to pay informants. It turns out snitches get riches.
The news in haiku.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so it is. Time for us together, my friend, to knock on the door of Talk Radio 1 till 4 weekdays in the afternoons, Tupperware Hall of Despair. We call it the Lonely Lunch Club. Within its hallowed halls, the names of those that have gone before, the loneliest, what have lunched so well with us here on the telephone, on the radio each day. Their names writ large in gravy smears and soup. Each and every one of them share a common bond. That bond is to be lunching alone for whatever reason. And they go home from this place with a souvenir gift prize of their time spent with us. Very simply, we are here to make you fewer lonely if you're lunching alone for whatever reason. Let's find today's lonely luncher. I think he's on the telephone now. He's on the telephone, and let me see if I can just get in on the voice. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I recognise that. Give me a little bit more.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
It's James Max.
Yes.
How are you live?
There he is. Regular listeners will recognise the dulcet tones there of Rue, who used to be around these parts, re-ruing various things for us, for work experience, punditry, and he hasn't been in for quite the while, and I'll be honest, we've missed him. We've missed Rue, and today...
Good to meet you.
Yeah. Today, he's on the phone for Lonely Lunch Club because, well, he's lunching alone and we're going to catch up with him a little bit. So, Rue, welcome back. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good to have you.
Good to be back.
Yes. So, you haven't been around these parts, as we know. Do tell us why.
Well, I've been working in corporate land.
Yeah. And what's in corporate land? Share it with us.
Well, lots of... cubicles,
yep.
Excel spreadsheets.
God, yeah.
Keep talking. pedestals.
Oh, keep going.
C4 envelopes.
And I'm done. So this land you're working in, it takes up your time. It means you just can't be in here with us, presumably, and this is a shame. But why lunching alone then, Rue? Why?
I'm having an excessively lonely lunch right now. I've got my... I'm equipped with my Tupperware.
Yeah.
Containing a lunch that smells suspiciously like cat food, but isn't. I didn't make it myself. It's not my fault.
Well, maybe then it is cat food.
Well, it might be. It's from the little shop downstairs. They're usually very reliable, but this is... it doesn't look like something that should smell of cat food.
I see. What did they call it?
Prawns in there, chicken in there, bits of rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's you've answered the question I asked, certainly. Why are you lunching alone? No, you haven't. Why are you lunching alone then? I mean, thus that it's special, but why choose today? Why lunching alone today? Why, Rue?
Well, I'm not going to lie, I frequently lunch alone.
Yes.
Well, because, you need to step away from the excitement of a hardcore Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And unwind in the comfort of a tub chair.
Good.
A miniature meeting room that looks a little bit like a doctor's surgery.
Right. Okay, well, I'm glad we're catching up. That's for sure. But you know as well as I do, though, that our role now in this is to indulge in idle chit-chat about anything you want. That's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. It just means we can be virtual friend or colleague, which we kind of are colleagues anyway, because you used to be in here reviewing things for us.
You and I, we've done the whole water cooler thing before.
We have. So we're old hands at this, is what I'm saying. So I wonder what subject, you'd just like to chat about today. I mean, it can be anything you want. It can be news-related, certainly. You know, we can hold our own on current affairs. We can do film if you want, TV. Rue, it's up to you, Rue. It's up to Rue. It's up to Rue.
Well, that has to be suitably boring, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, no.
Well, I suppose there's various things, really. The thing you were saying about Corbyn might resign. I don't know what film to see on Friday.
All right.
My buttocks ache.
Right. Do you want to elaborate on that one?
That's the leg day at the gym I had the other day.
Oh, fine. Okay. Do you
perfectly normal explanation.
I'm glad to hear it. Do you, when you go to the gym, it's good chat already now, isn't it? You see, look what we've done. We've opened up a chat alley. Do you, when you go to the gym then, do you work out different parts of the body per day? Are you one of those people, Rue?
I'm one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many days of the week do you go?
I aim for 4, but usually I end up with 0 to 1.
Okay. But so you've had to break your body down into 4 zones.
Yes. So basically, you've got chest and triceps, back and biceps.
Yeah.
What else is there? Legs.
Yeah.
And core and shoulders and forearms.
Right. I mean, that was the worst draft of head, shoulders, knees and toes I've ever heard, to be honest with you. Didn't even rhyme. So give us your... because there'll be people interested. There'll be, this programme, I'm sure, attracts gym bunnies. Rue. So give us a quick, you know, personal trainers for a moment. If I'm going to work out my core, what am I going to be doing? What does the Rue do?
With the core, yeah. Well, six pack's an accessory. You don't need one of them.
Yep.
Really. What you want, if you're not a regular gym goer, you want to focus on the compound exercises.
What is one of those?
So it's the sort of all-rounders. You want to be doing your squats and your chest press, rather than focusing on the exercises that really home in on the individual muscle. You know, for instance, like with a deadlift, you're going to be working all sorts.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're doing one of those things where you're sort of bending over a little bit and waggling your arm around behind you with a dumbbell, you're focusing.
That sounds,
really
like, sounds like a very curious party.
Well, it's only going to be your triceps. So.
Yes, good. So a deadlift, for those that don't know, that's lifting a dead person.
No. Well, after you've finished, you have to be lifted and carried away.
I see.
Almost dead, because it's that exhausting.
I see. Are you a deadlifter?
It's my least favourite thing to do.
Right. I mean, what is it? I mean, that's heavy weights, isn't it? Heavy weight thing, right?
Yeah, well, so you've got the barbell in front of you.
Yep.
You're standing up straight.
Yep.
And you sort of bend down.
Yep.
Pick it up.
Yes.
And then put it down again.
Great. This is like, people are going to be recording this. You should do a workout tape. We should do a workout tape. This is kind of it. And then you just give the instructions. You give the instructions, yeah. And then I'll sit. You work out, and I'll sit at the back and work out how it was I got fat. That should be fine. No, all right. Look, it's been a learning curve, Rue. Once again, talking to you. You know, though, now your time spent with us not in vain, because you get to choose from an exciting talk radio gift prize.
Oh, good Lord, yes. I forgot about that.
Yes, yes. And the gift prizes are exactly the same as they were, you know, when you were in about 6 months ago. We literally haven't changed them. So what you hear now is that is the music that will be oh so familiar. There he goes. There we are. Now you'll hear a list of gift prizes that are available, Rue. And all you need to do is choose one. Is Rue's one. Rue's one.
Mm.
Here we go with the first thing that could be yours.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, what better way to remember the times you used to come in and talk to us about movies and tech news.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, done on the train today on my way into work. A train which also included my old neighbour, Lauren, Kate Hilton, who used to work at the local scout group, and my brother, Jethro.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, home of top quality commentators, including someone called Graham Beecroft.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, a book written by a man who doesn't know what deadlifting is.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing should polo shirts and polo mints be officially associated to the sport croquet.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Unfortunately, Colin Murray left last year, roughly about the time you started coming into the building, Rue. We don't know if that's linked, but he did leave behind these calendars, which we're still giving away.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
And also, as you will know, when we asked for our own calendar, well, there was a typo in the email, so we have these brilliant colanders to give away.
Rue, look at that. Look at that lineup for you, Rue. For Rue.
I feel like I'm on a Generation Game.
That's similar to what it's like,
that's
yes.
That's the point, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you got that idea.
Yeah.
Well, I've already got your book because I'm such a massive fan.
Yes. Ooh. It's good, isn't it?
Ooh. Yeah. that was a really awful review. Sorry. Yeah, it's all right. No, it's a spiffing good read. I highly recommend.
Yeah, all right, Rue. What do you want? That's right.
I'm fascinated by the idea of a 2017 colander, but I've always wanted a talk radio mug, I must confess.
In that case, it's on its way to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Will you be able to come back and review something for us?
Well, I jolly well hope so.
So do we.
You could use your paid holiday to do it.
Yeah?
I could do that, couldn't I?
Yeah. Or, all right.
That's a good idea.
You have a think. There's Roo. We miss him. He might well be back at some point reviewing something for us again here on Talk Radio. But there he was. He was today's Lonely Lunch. And I thought that was good because we get to catch up with him and see what he was doing. I think that's a good thing. Anyway, you can get on the lunch list if you wish. It's lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email for it. If you'd like to join us in the Tupperware Hall of Despair and be on the receiving end of one of those gift prizes. Like I said earlier, it's the police are incentivising informants by giving them money. We're doing much the same thing, but with crap mugs. Headline Hijack next, then. The news at 2 o'clock. It will have a made-up news story in it. But whose? That's the question. Who will have got their fake news lie into Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth? Cornelius has the name of the winner.
It's Martin Stew.
Martin Stew, in the name of the law. Where does Martin Stew live?
Gravesend.
Gravesend. Well, Martin Stew, you or her are today's headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, we also welcome back Ellie. She's here with work experience punditry, but a roundup of hipster nonsense. We will also be giving away some meat on the programme later in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to take part in that, here's a number for that, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate at 3 o'clock as well. And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required, excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max Cash Out Boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Wednesday. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Rolf Harris cleared of 3 sex offences, killer clown jailed, and Colleen's sentimental pictures stolen.
Talk Radio.
Former TV entertainer Rolf Harris has been cleared of three historical sex offences. Jurors took almost a week to return not guilty verdicts. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
They decided the 86-year-old did not grope a blind, disabled woman at a hospital in London, sexually abuse a woman after filming a TV show, or indecently assault a young fan in the 1970s. Harris was facing four other charges, but the jury couldn't agree on them. The Australian's already in jail after being convicted in 2014 of sex attacks against young girls, one as young as 7 or 8. He showed no reaction as the not guilty verdicts were read out this afternoon.
A Tory-led local authority has denied there was a secret government deal for it to scrap a 15% council tax hike. Jeremy Corbyn claims ministers had offered concessions to Surrey County Council to resolve a funding shortfall over social care. That's strongly denied by the authority and the government, and at Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May gave this response.
All councils have the opportunity to raise the 3% precept, to put that funding into the provision of social care. What the Labour Party fails to understand is that this is not just a question of looking at money, it is a question of looking at spreading best practice and finding a sustainable solution.
Jeremy Corbyn's supporters say there's no truth in reports he's considering quitting as Labour leader. Rumours have been circulating that he's told close allies of a date on which he intends to step down. A teenager's been jailed for 6 months in what's thought to be the first imprisonment over last year's killer clown craze. 18-year-old Michael March chased a pregnant woman while carrying an axe and wearing a clown mask the night before Halloween last year. And Colleen Rooney has revealed sentimental photos of her late sister have been stolen from her brother's car in Liverpool. The star, who's married to footballer Wayne Rooney, says his laptop was taken, which had pictures of 14-year-old Rosie, who had Rett syndrome and died in 2013. That's the end of the news.
You're still going with that catchphrase?
Well, it's better than all the others. It just does what it says. I think if I...
You don't want to go for the one that was a bit of a rap?
No, because that just confuses things, really, because then if people hadn't heard that suggestion, they'd be like, oh, why is she rapping? Badly.
You could rap all the news.
I'm not going to do that.
We'll give it a try.
I mean, it'd probably be offensive to lots of people.
Be a new feature.
No.
Vicky B's news rap.
No.
People want to hear that.
I don't want to do it.
All right.
Thank you for not pressing the subject and respecting my decision when I say no.
I'm going to talk to your boss. So it's...
weather time.
Oh, now you're channeling MC Hammer. Stop. Weather time.
Okay.
You can do it?
I need the...
Talk Radio National Weather.
Stop! Weather time.
Thanks, John. Patchy rain and wintry showers across the eastern half of Britain. Cold, but bright in the west. Highs of 8 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. Here's Ben now with the proper sign-off. Pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri describes his players as warriors and insists there are no issues between himself and the squad. He's been given a vote of confidence by the club ahead of tonight's FA Cup fourth round replay with Derby. The Premier League champions are just 1 point above the relegation zone, and Ranieri's taking any stick coming his side's way in his stride.
Last season was a fairy tale. This season is no fairy tale, but it's okay. It's a life. It's okay. Now my players need more support than criticism.
Leicester versus Derby is live over on Talk Sport this evening. On to cricket, England supporters can expect to learn the identity of Alistair Cook's successor as Test captain next week. Cook quit after 5 years in the role on Monday. Joe Root widely tipped to be in line to replace him. Finally, tennis. Great Britain have completed a 3-0 whitewash over Portugal in their opening Fed Cup round robin match in Tallinn. They take on Latvia tomorrow and Turkey on Friday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Parliament is to set up a new select committee which will look at what content goes viral on social media sites in order to help Westminster understand how the internet works. The committee will also summon internet stars like Zoella, PewDiePie and the man who can fart the national anthem.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, who shares one of those skills. So it's 6 minutes past...
Stop lying to our listeners.
2 o'clock and fake news, bad. Sad. Victoria.
Hi,
thank
John.
You very much indeed.
I hope you mean that.
Yes, I do. Okay. All right.
Talk.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So work experience punditry on the way very shortly indeed. It's Wednesday, so we will be giving away some meat later. Chicken, beef or lamb. It's a budget thing. Or a box of organic veg. We do that. We're not racist, so of course we do that as well. Today it's in a game of dead or alive. There's a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? All you have to do is work out which is which. On the radio, on the telephone, if you'd like to win some meat or veg, text this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then put the word meat and your texts cost
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Also, don't forget, today we are taking your calls if you want to inform on a criminal. You've seen this in the news. The police have given away £22 million in the last 5 years to criminal informants. So we're doing the same kind of thing today on the programme. If you're part of the gang responsible for the still largely unsolved 1983 Brinks Map gold bullion robbery, and you want to snitch on any of the remaining thieves, we'll give you a Talk Radio mug. We're trying to bring down the crime rates. We're doing our best to help the police. Perhaps you're a kidnapper and you took someone. Then if you grass up what happened, you could win a 2016 Colin Murray TalkSport calendar. Do you know who killed Jill Dando? Now, that is on the front of today's Daily Mirror. Today, any information we receive to help that 18-year-old case, we'll pass it on to the Daily Mirror, of course, and it could get you a tour of the Talk Radio studios, helping the crime figures this afternoon. Of course, Jill Dando on the front of the Mirror, and it just says, I know who killed Jill Dando, next to a picture of Posh Spice and Madonna. And as I say, if I'm absolutely honest, I don't think it was either of them. I mean, their names were never even mentioned at the time, so I don't know why they've suddenly been dragged into it. Probably should read the story. Ellie. Is back with work experience punditry. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
Hello. You've been a while away as well.
It's not that long.
A couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, isn't it, since you were last here?
See, time has really flown for me, but for you, clearly, it's
dragged. Every day drags when you're not here, Ellie. That's what it is.
Aww.
Right, so, work experience punditry, for those that might be new to the programme, it is very simply this. Other programmes you will have heard review things, don't they? Music, TV, film, that kind of thing. And they're all done by so-called experts, but we've had enough of them. What we are doing is road testing the next generation of critics by giving them opportunities, taking our work experiences and shoving them in front of the microphone to review stuff. Ellie is here with a roundup of hipster nonsense, all the stuff that's popped up in the past 7 days. Ellie, what's popped up in the last 7 days?
So the thing I really want to recommend is actually happening this evening. So after the show, you could go down and enjoy it, which is the Scotch Egg Challenge, which is taking place at the Cannonbury in North London. So basically, it's in its sixth year, and it will see a panel of experts conduct blind taste tests to see who can come up with the most excellent flavour combination for Scotch eggs.
Right. So it's a festival of an egg.
Yeah. So you can have two categories, your traditional Scotch egg, keeping it classic, and an unconventional egg.
So in terms of the unconventional egg,
right?
Can you put anything? Because a Scotch egg, remind us, is sausage meat with breadcrumbs.
Yeah, and then an egg.
Don't forget,
the egg is the crucial part, don't forget that.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise it's just a Scotch, is it?
I guess so. Could you use a tape?
Possibly. Isn't it? What makes it the Scotch egg? Is it the encasing of an egg, or is it what encases the egg?
I think it's got to be what encases the egg, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would just be an egg.
Yes. And so when you have to mix it up a bit,
mm-hmm.
are you changing the casing?
Well, I saw that one of the ones that won last year was for a white sausage combination around the egg.
The egg.
Yeah, the egg, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what flavour combinations would you come up with?
Well, that's... I like lots of things. For instance, I'm currently enjoying a lemon and honey drink because I've got a little bit of a cold. So I could, technically...
You don't want that on an egg, though.
Egg. No, but this is what I'm saying. Is it still a Scotch egg if I drop an egg into the cup of lemon honey drink? Because it's encased then by lemon and honey drink, but it's not a solid... such as the aforementioned sausage meat. Does it still count? What are the rules, Ellie?
I don't know. Does Scotch mean sausage, or does it just mean casing?
Well, what's Scotchland famous for? Batter and heroin. So could you put an egg in some heroin?
Right. You're going to stew it in the heroin?
Yeah.
Right, and then encase it?
I'm breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Yeah, and is that then a Scotch egg?
Surely if you...
No.
Why?
Because you have to have sausage meat.
But it's not. But the mix
it's on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, but the mix and match version of this that Ellie's just been telling us about doesn't necessarily. You can choose anything.
What about haggis? Because it's not really sausage.
That would be delicious. But I like haggis.
Would that not be the most Scotch of eggs?
Shortbread.
Oh.
Round egg.
That sounds grim.
But it's Scotch shortbread. Scotch. It comes in a tartan tin. So,
could you tie dye your egg? Tartan colours.
Yeah, but then is that a Scotch egg? But it still has to be encased in something, doesn't it?
I'm going to enter and I'm going to colour my egg in tartan. And then, so when you bite into it,
yeah,
you'll have the most Scotch egg.
The excellent news about the Scotch Egg Awards.
Yeah, I've just seen this.
Is that on Friday?
This is brilliant.
Paul Ross will have the winner in as their celebrity guest.
Yeah.
On the full set. Breakfast.
Yes.
Set's a word you could use, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Ross has all the A-listers. He's got the winner of the Scotch egg competition in with him on Friday. We're just actually getting word of that. It's no word of a lie. That's true. And that is his big guest on Friday. Come on! So he could put all these questions to that expert.
That's
for
true.
Us. About what the nature is of a Scotch egg. Now, I see what Cornelius is saying, because I thought it had to have sausage meat, but you're saying the competition allows an open category.
Well, it's meant to be unconventional egg. Well, they had white pudding, so, I mean, I guess it's still a kind of...
So my heroin and lemon idea is still valid.
I mean...
What if... Now, there is someone around here who is partial to an egg, and it makes a smell of an egg. Asprod Cass...
She wears egg perfume.
I do not smell of an egg. You have to stop this.
But you do, because...
No, I don't smell an egg.
You do it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but
when I have an egg, the egg smells. I do not smell of an egg.
But when you're holding the egg...
Yeah.
You do.
Because, no, the egg smells of an egg.
Yeah, but afterwards, your hands smell of an egg.
No, they do not.
They do.
I wash them. They smell of soap.
They don't.
They do. They smell of soap.
No. Chloe's next to the cast with it. Chloe,
yes.
Does she smell of an egg?
No.
No.
Smells lovely.
Step away from a minute, Cass.
I can go outside, it doesn't matter. I don't smell of an egg.
Anyway, Cass smells a bit of an egg. Anyway, as an expert, right, it's, as an egg correspondent.
I'm not your egg correspondent.
If would it count if we put an egg in Cass, right?
Hang on a minute.
What?
What? Where? Get off this train of thought right now.
No, I mean...
Yes, get off it.
No, not like in that film. I mean, you ate an egg.
I haven't ate an egg today, but I did the other day.
Yeah, most days you eat an egg.
Stinks.
You...
At least I can look in the same direction with both eyes, Con.
She's right, she's got you there.
Right.
Because you look like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. If you are... But what I'm saying is, Ellie, to bring you back round to you, your egg-based pop-up... If I put an egg in Cass is round an egg. She's the casing for the egg.
She's the Scotch.
Could we enter her?
What?
No. let me finish.
Well, hurry up then. The pauses are getting way too long.
In the Scotch egg competition. So you could go down there with Cass at post egg eating and say, here's my entry, and hand over Cass, which is sort of...
Maybe in the unconventional round.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe. Seriously though, Cass, if you go down to the event this evening, you'll get to eat the leftover Scotch eggs.
There you go, Cassie.
I'm not a tramp.
Yeah.
I can afford food.
It's not what it says in the toilet.
You should see what it says about you in the toilet.
Fair enough. Right, Ellie, thank you. Will you hang around? Because we've got more hipster nonsense to come, yeah. Haven't we? So while we try and get the smell of an egg out of the studio, you can listen to some traffic and travel. And we'll be back with Ellie with more work experience punditry. We're reviewing hipster nonsense today. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
At Honda, we say why business or pleasure? Our CR-V offers both. Smart technology and a sense of luxury have made it one of the world's best-selling SUVs. Yet it's the ideal company car, too, with great safety features and contract hire packages that mean a 1.6 SE Plus starts from £185 a month. Ask our fleet specialists about Honda for your business and pleasure.
Honda contract hire rentals are for business users only. 3-year contract illustration based on 6 months rentals in advance followed by 35 monthly payments. 10,000 miles per annum, non-maintained and no metallic paint. Excludes VAT at 20%. You will not own the vehicle at the end of the contract. Additional charges may apply. For full terms and conditions, visit honda.co.uk/contract hire.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters and subscribe today.
Don't ignore the work... It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Heading south on the M6 in Staffordshire, you'll find a lane out due to a breakdown between junction 15 and 14. That's Stoke-on-Trent to Stafford North. Another breakdown causing delays in Warwickshire. That's around the M42 junction, again affecting the M6 southbound. And the westbound M4 in the Newport area of South Wales still slow following an accident earlier this afternoon. And if you're travelling in the Yeovil area of Somerset, roadworks are causing delays on the A30. I'm David Moore.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
And you know what? I'm quietly confident the next Full Set Breakfast is going to be magic. Genuine magic, because we're joined by Britain's Got Talent winner and top magician Richard Jones, who's the magic man, king of the conjurers, doing magic live on the radio, so you can't see a sleight of hand. It's going to work, trust me. I'm a radio doctor. Put your feet in the stirrups.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Obviously, we now know, by the way, that Yesterday we talked about, as indeed everyone was, and Paul Ross this morning, about John Bercow and his comments about whether or not Trump should be able to speak in Parliament. Got him into some controversial hot water. Many people on John Bercow's side saying he was right to say what he did, because he was calling out what he said was the racism and sexism of Donald Trump. Other people saying that the Speaker's role is impartial. Of course, he shouldn't have said those things at all. He's now apologised, John Bercow. This is to the his counterpart in the Lords amidst the row. So we're just getting. You probably wonder what our source is for the John Bercow news.
Yeah, where did you get that news from?
Well, I can. I'm going to tell you where we got that news from. We got it from here.
We got it at Bercow.
Bercow.
It's where the Trump goes.
Here at the House of Commons, our speaker is the real deal. We have the very best in honest and honourable opinions from a real everyday hypocrite. With Bercow, he isn't afraid to speak his mind, and if you want some non-neutral opinions that we don't have in stock, don't worry, as we're not afraid to order them in. He's had leaders from China, Ghana, North Korea and Saudi Arabia, yet when it comes to Donald Trump, we have accusations of racism and sexism. Now that's a real hypocrite. If you're interested in more opinions than a desperate attempt to gain public popularity, just look around the whole of Parliament.
We got it at Bercow.
Bercow.
It's where the Trump go.
Despite slogan, it's where the Trump go, Parliament is actually where the Trump won't go, thanks to Bercow.
Anyway, that's where we got it from. From Bercow. Ellie's with us. She's doing work experience punditry. We've already talked, Scotch Egg Olympics. What are they calling it? Just the Scotch Egg?
It's just the Scotch Egg Challenge. It's not an Olympics.
Oh, fine. All right. Well, they should have called it that, shouldn't they? Then, because that gives it a bigger Scotch Olympics.
Somewhere. I don't think it's that big a feat.
Egg Olympics. anyway, so we've talked about that. That's happening tonight, I think, in London's fashionable London. What else has popped up in a hipster way that you know I'm going to hate, Ellie?
So Valentine's Day is coming up next week.
Yep.
So I thought I would kind of bring you some of the best from around the nation and wider, looking at some Valentine's treats. So the first thing I'm bringing is called Shred Your Ex. It's at the Liquor Rooms in Dublin. So it's basically like an anti-Valentine's night.
Liquor what?
The Liquor Rooms.
Oh, right.
It's an anti-Valentine's night. We're basically, instead of paying entry, if you bring down a photo of your ex, if you shred it in front of the doorman, they'll let you in for free.
Right.
And it will also include a dumpster swap shop where you can exchange all of the old crap gifts that you have got from your ex.
So you've got to take a sort of load of stuff with you, essentially?
Yeah, a load of stuff they gave you that you could burn, but instead you could trade it in for better rubbish gifts.
I see. And all you've got to do to get in is tear up a picture. But how have you got to prove it's your ex?
I guess.
Because you can tear up a picture of anyone, can you?
Probably a photo of you like hugging them or something romantically.
All right.
Yeah.
A sort of sexy selfie or something.
I mean, no.
Okay.
But, yeah, so you take it down and shred it in front of the doorman.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I particularly like the idea of like a dumpster swap shop.
Yeah. So you can just take a crap gift that belongs to someone else. That's the...
Well, it's kind of something they're supposed to have given you that you now hate, so you're going to take it down and swap it for something else.
Oh. Could be something they've left behind at your flat, I guess.
Yeah.
Once they split up with you.
Like in the case of Kat, a smell.
Yeah. Someone could have bottled that up.
Yeah. What? All right, okay, that's one Valentine's treat for all. Next, Valentine's treat.
So the next thing, kind of continuing with the idea of not actually having a Valentine's date, is an event called Feline Lonely, as in a cat feline.
Yes.
You get it? So it's the...
this is where you go and rip up a cat.
No. It's at the Battersea Cats and Dogs Home.
Yeah.
And it's a special event where you get to come down and meet some of the cats there. And then
to, like, date them?
Well, basically, you get to pick your perfect partner over a glass of fizz, it says. And then at the end of the night, you can actually sign the adoption papers and bring your cat home.
That's quite a bold first date, isn't it? we've just met. Let's go and choose a cat. Get a cat together.
No, the idea is that you go down because you don't have a date, and then you pick a cat.
Yeah, but I thought the idea was that you meet someone there.
No, you meet a cat.
You can't date a cat. You can't grab a cat. Donald Trump got in trouble for saying he'd like to do that.
You can adopt a cat.
So if Donald Trump had said he wanted to adopt one, he'd be all right.
That probably would have been fine.
No. Oh. How? So I don't understand. So it's loads of cat fans.
Yeah, and cats.
Yeah.
And they get to go look at the cats, and then they choose a cat. And then I really don't know how you're struggling with this. You can adopt a cat.
Yeah, but what I don't see what's romantic about a cat.
Well, it's because they've tailored it to feline lonely. So if you're feeling lonely and you can't get a date, why not go get a cat instead?
I mean, it's an interesting alternative. I'm not sure it's legal. next.
So next is the Bingo Wings anti-Valentine's special. So it's Bingo.
Do you have a date for Valentine's perchance, Ellie?
I mean, have you just been
sort wondering?
Of road testing.
Yeah, just.
I basically need to get your advice on what the best one of these to go to is.
Fine. What's the bingo? What's Bingo Wings got to do with it?
It's kind of two parts. It's down in Bristol, and the first part of it is bingo with a Bristolian twist. So instead of numbers, they're supposed to be calling out classically Bristolian phrases. Although they gave the example of Cheers Drive, which I do not think is Bristol centric.
No.
At all.
What would you have as Bristol centric?
I have no idea.
Right, my lover.
See, that's a good one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could have had that.
They did not give that as an example.
All right.
And then you'll get chicken wings at the end of each game. Which
oh,
is great.
Hence bingo wings.
Yeah.
So they've not. You don't get go down.
Like a woman with bingo wings, and that's your prize.
I assumed you go to a bingo place,
right,
where old people play bingo, and lick the underside of their arms or something.
Gross.
Yes, but again, it's a way to meet people.
I guess.
I don't think it's weirder than trying to date a cat.
I mean, true. But the second part of this evening is the real gem, okay? So they'll be featuring another set of bingo, and instead of numbers, you'll have cringeworthy words and phrases that you might hear on a first date.
What, and then you just have to listen in on a first date?
Well, they'll call them out, and you mark them off, and then you want to
Okay, well, that's quite... That's, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You don't just
you
go to a restaurant on your own
on a first
with
date.
A piece of paper and just wait.
You could speed date throughout the evening and see who manages to get all of the most cliched phrases first.
Yeah. What's the most cliched phrase you've been on the receiving end of, would you say, on a date?
Oh, I got it's not you, it's me before.
Oh, you've had that?
I've had that.
That's one, yeah.
That's but, more of a breakup one rather than a date.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the same day for Ellie a lot of times. Oh, that's not fair. It's not fair. Just joking. So is it... was it you or them?
It was them.
Oh, okay. just to clarify, yeah, I would have thought so. So, all right, is there another Valentine one you got for us there?
So one of the big trends that I've seen coming up on the internet is some Trump-themed Valentine's Day cards that have emerged. So they've got phrases like, I'd brag about you like I brag about my ratings. I want you on my side of the wall. And all I need is you and a small loan of $1 million.
And even though we were, you were welcome in my house... you're not anymore because I've signed an executive order because you're brown. Is that the gist of it?
That's to the point, yeah.
Yeah, well, quite Trumpy. Okay, and one more final bit of advice, Valentine advice, or are we there?
Valentine's advice.
Well, I don't know. Are you there? You done? I don't know.
Yeah, that's well.
Which, if you were going to go on one of those, which one would you pick? The cat, the bingo, or the Trump card?
I would probably pick Shred Your Ex because I think that's hilarious. And also, you can bring a rubbish gift, and we all know that I do love a re-gift.
Yes, we do know that. Yeah.
Come away with something new.
Yeah. What have you got in around at the moment that you'd like to re-gift?
At the moment...
Because people listening to this thinking, oh, I might go to that. If they get there early enough and time it with you, they could get this thing that you're about to tell us about.
I've got a nice Sanctuary gift set that I want to get rid of.
Why do you want to get rid of a Sanctuary gift set?
Because I've got loads of like body lotions and stuff.
Have you?
Yeah, just... There's too much.
All right.
So that's something good to get rid of. Some candles.
Yeah.
I think that's mainly it.
All right.
Oh, and a couple of books. So yeah, head down. You might see me there.
Fine.
Does that include John's book?
Absolutely. I think there'll be a stockpile of them there.
Unbelievable. that was Ellie's last appearance. So, thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
That was Work Experience Punditry, Hipster Nonsense, as reviewed by Ellie today. A little bit of a Valentine special there. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, there will be the following things. Well, we'll have a guest for a start. So there's a BBC Three programme called Putting It Out There, which is, I'm going to say it's a street experiment show, because that's what they've called it. Anyway, we're going to meet the presenter of that and find out what it is. It's PR dressed up as an interview. That's what it is. It's happening in the next bit of the programme. There's also the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be a diversity paper review as Matt comes in to review the papers today. And you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive today. Chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's exactly right. By the way, it's your mum's birthday today.
It was, yeah.
And you were going out looking for a gift first.
Yeah,
Speaking of gifts.
Yeah.
So hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we're all dying to know what you ended up buying your mum. Yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, that's coming as well on the programme. It's just after 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The former TV star Rolf Harris, who's serving a jail sentence for a series of sex attacks, has been cleared of further charges. A jury at London's Southwark Crown Court found him not guilty of three separate offences and were discharged from deliberating on four other counts. The Labour leader is accusing the government of offering a Tory-led local authority money to drop its plans to increase council tax by 15% to fund social care. Surrey County Council has denied the accusation but has decided on a 4.99% rise instead. Jeremy Corbyn has called on the Prime Minister to invest in care.
This crisis gets worse, so will she finally come clean and provide local authorities with the funding they need to fund social care properly so that our often elderly and vulnerable people can be treated with the support and dignity that they deserve in a civilised society?
Meanwhile, his team insists claims he's given Labour a date for his resignation are untrue. He faces potential frontbench resignations because some MPs are planning to defy a Commons vote on Brexit. A man has been jailed for 6 months after chasing a pregnant woman while carrying an axe and wearing a clown mask. 18-year-old Michael March targeted the victim in South Shields the night before Halloween. And there's going to be fresh talks between a union and Southern Rail over a long-running dispute about the role of conductors. The RMT will meet with the train operator on Tuesday. It's already settled its row with the drivers' union, ASLEF. The weather, patchy rain and wintry showers across the eastern half of Britain. Cold but bright in the west with highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour, or actually 26 minutes.
Tell us that again.
Which part?
The funny one.
What funny one?
About the weather.
Sorry?
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
The weather.
Did you just assume there was a funny story in there?
Yeah.
And think, oh, we'll banter off that. And then...
There wasn't.
Sort of, yeah, there
wasn't
was no funny story.
You always put a funny story in the news.
Well, I didn't today.
Oh, I like to pretend I listen to the news.
Yeah.
Clearly you haven't.
Which I never do.
Well, yesterday you proved you did listen to some.
That's right.
Because I quizzed you on it.
Yeah. Mm. But I was not listening to any of that, and I thought, well, she will have put a funny story in, so we could just talk about that.
I think I heard the word Aslan in there, but that's
it was ASLEF.
Yeah.
The train drivers' union.
That's what put my interest.
The funny story, yeah, the funny story.
Yeah.
Has the train drivers' union met a white witch?
No, actually.
Oh. No. Anyway, there's not more in half. Well, there is more in half an hour. There's more now.
25 minutes, but yes.
Oh, I see what you've been doing. You've saved it all up for this.
Well. I've got a treat for you.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I just realised I've forgotten to tweet my tweet. But it's ready to go.
So, Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be. Essentially, it was 3 minutes. It's now 2 minutes. But it has to be made up. The time has to be made up, doesn't it, Victoria? And so every day we bring you Victoria's bonus news. It's animal news, vegetable news or mineral news.
Yes. But why isn't it vegetable or mineral news for the next fortnight, John?
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure about the next fortnight, exactly.
Wasn't that the suggestion? And aren't we getting you a costume? I think weasel was the best suggestion.
Yesterday, Victoria had an accident with some tape where at the beginning of the show, she got some tape in her hair by accident. I tried to help her get it out.
There was no accident about this. You carried out a premeditated, perverted attack on me during my bulletin. It was a lone wolf attack. When you were not supervised, you tried to take advantage of me in a weird on-air situation.
You mean I parcel taped you to your chair?
Yes.
And then when you struggled, because you're trying to read the news, it all went in your hair. And
but you looked weirdly happy about my struggle.
I wasn't. Anyway, so because of that, Victoria has now to do animal news, which is her favourite.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So are you doing it now?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Victoria with animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
That's staying in there for the foreseeable future, right. FYI.
Yeah.
Anyway, an American zoo has launched a red panda hunt. Get it? Like a manhunt, but for a red panda. Because Sunny has disappeared from
what?
Virginia Zoo.
What are you talking about?
You know, like when, if there's like a criminal on the loose,
yeah.
The police have a manhunt.
Yes.
Well, the zoo's got a red panda hunt. Not that they want to kill the panda, but they're looking for a missing panda.
Is it red?
It's a red panda. It's a species.
Has it committed a crime?
No, it's just disappeared. Maybe that's the crime. So anyway, Sunny disappeared from Virginia Zoo in Norfolk a fortnight ago, and keepers say they don't know how she got out. They've used drones, set traps with grapes and bamboo.
What, the pandas have?
No,
is
keepers.
That how they escaped with
keepers.
The drones?
No, keepers.
Oh, okay.
Have set traps and used drones. And they organised neighbourhood patrols, teamed up with local police, but to no avail. Sunny's still missing. It's been 2 weeks. And apparently most sightings from the public have turned out to be either raccoons or red foxes. So let's hope she turns up safely. Next, a female farmer has breastfed a piglet live on Peruvian TV. It's true, I've seen the video.
Okay.
Oh.
She was being interviewed about how her business had been affected by heavy rains and flooding when she made the somewhat questionable decision, leaving the reporter horrified. The cameraman panned away, and then the journalist just had to quickly move on and speak to some other people while the piglet was suckling.
On the front,
do you have a clip?
There's a clip on the internet, but I've tweeted a picture.
Okay.
It's pixelated.
Pixelated. Yeah. On the front of one of Tori Amos's albums, she's breastfeeding a pig.
Oh.
Yep. True. And it's not that in rural parts of the world, South America, for instance, Papua New Guinea, it's not uncommon for people to breastfeed piglets. For humans to breastfeed piglets. That is not uncommon. If they're not taking to their mother's milk.
The picture is very funny on Twitter.
Victoria _ born, BOURNE.
Oh, yeah, she's doing that, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
There's no secret about it.
It's just weird, because she's talking about how, like, the farm's been affected, and, like, she's got nowhere to put this pig. So she just gets out of a box, and then she's chatting away, and then suddenly she just whoops up her top and puts the pig there.
Good mime that you did there, by the way. Quite weird.
But the pig doesn't really seem that interested. The woman seems more bothered about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, you know, there are arguments on both sides which have been discussed many times on Talk Radio about breastfeeding in public, of course. And why shouldn't you be allowed to breastfeed in public? Of course you should. And maybe we have to stretch that out now to pigs.
I don't think so.
Why? What's offensive here? Is it because people who don't like people breastfeeding in public argue that a woman's breast should not be revealed in public? And it's not the baby they're objecting to, is it? So the breast remains the same in both scenarios, is what I'm saying.
Surely it's a bit weird to breastfeed an animal against its will.
Well, it's not against its will.
Well, it didn't really look like it was into it.
But as I say, in parts of the world, they do that, as a matter of course, if piglets...
Is this just an excuse for you to brag about your travel?
No, I'm just telling you a fact. What about learning here, Victoria? And people do breastfeed animals, young animals, if they don't take to their natural mothers in order to keep them alive. Because it's farming, and that's what you do, and it's your livelihood, isn't it? That's all I'm saying.
I've got one more story.
I did that. I was brought up on pig's milk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you suckle a pig? Well?
I thought you had your mum's milk.
No.
No.
What else have you got, Victoria?
Okay, and this is a real case of fat cats. So some tigers...
Is a fat cat being breastfed?
No, this is a separate story.
Cats do drink milk, though.
They do like
so milk. So this is some tigers which are overweight, like really overweight, and they've been photographed at a zoo in China.
Yeah.
And a Chinese website has dubbed them super adorable, even though it kind of looks like that they might have some health problem. They're really massive. It looks like they've been inflated.
Tell you what, they look like comfortable bean bags.
They don't look real.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the end of Animal News. You can see all of the pictures from today's stories on my Twitter page, Victoria _Born.
Spelled BOURNE.
Silently.
Like the film.
Thank you, Victoria.
Born.
Animal News. John Holmes, you should be ashamed.
Right, more Animal News tomorrow, apparently. So,
are you ashamed, by the way?
Of what?
Just your general...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So in the next bit of the programme then, PR exercise, dressed up as interview. Then the big debate at three. Then we give away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
Jimmy's steak for two.
I'm doing tea tonight. Me and Dad share all the cooking since he and my mum went their separate ways. I popped into Tesco on the way home. Picked up a couple of their finest steaks. A sprinkling of thyme, a splash of olive oil and pan frying. We normally do it with garlic. Not tonight, though. Oh, I'm cooking dinner for two, all right, but that's so he can get ready. He's got a date, hasn't he? First in a while. So I'm giving the garlic a miss, if you know what I mean.
Find Jimmy's Steak for Two recipe with or without garlic. In-store and online. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No delays this afternoon in the Liverpool area due to roadworks on the A57 East Prescott Road. It's around the Navigator traffic lights. And heading south on the M6 in Staffordshire, you'll find a lane out due to a broken down vehicle between junction 13 for Stafford South and 12 for Gailey. That's causing some very slow traffic. Heavy traffic also in the Faversham area of Kent. That's on the A2 Canterbury Road. That's been caused by some ongoing roadworks. I'm David Moore.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You're listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And I promised you guest action. I said it was going to be weird, and yes, it's going to be weird. line. What? What?
It's Aline.
Yeah, fine. Aline van der Velden. And now, look, I was saying it all morning. I said, whenever I say her name, I'm going to get it wrong, right? And that was what was going to happen, Aline.
Hey,
you know,
you did well getting it wrong.
Yeah, I did. And I have a long history of getting guests' names wrong, because you know the film director M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Off The Sixth Sense, yeah. Yeah, you know him? Well, every time I said his name to him in here, I had to go, and the film director M. Night Shyamalan. And just said it really fast. And then at the end of the interview, he just went, you've got that right once. And then he sort of taught me how to say it, and I've forgotten again.
Did he correct you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I'm so not would going you, to do would that.
You, okay, that's fine. Elaine. I'm going to call you Elaine.
Yeah. That'd be easier. It's Celine without the C.
Well, if you'd have said that in the first place, I'd be fine.
Next time.
Anyway, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm well, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
So you've done this BBC Three programme.
I have indeed, yeah.
Now, we've just been watching a clip of this. I read about it before I saw the clip. And even in reading form, I said, let's get her in. This is interesting. And then we watched a clip of it, which is you just sort of tonguing strangers in the street. Is that fair?
Well, you see, I was in a long-term relationship and I thought, I haven't kissed anyone in a while. Let me get that into the show. And they managed to let me kiss people on the street.
So what's the premise of this show, BBC Three show?
So I thought, I love all these sort of street experiments, but I studied physics and I wanted a bit of science into these street experiments. So I said, can we find some science behind the weird street experiments? They said yes. And so we give you a little bit of take home about the science behind the street experiment.
Yeah. So talk us through the street experiment. Well, the first one is the kissing.
First one is kissing,
so
yes.
What's the premise?
So I went to Camden, best place, to find people to kiss me on the street. Okay. Literally took anyone that would. And
did you have no quality control?
I mean, I sort of went, oh, you look quite nice. But, you know, we want everyone in there.
Yeah.
So I just said, yeah, sure. Do you want to kiss me? Yeah. Okay, let's go. Tongues and all. And
wow.
So we did. And then we had a good makeout session. And then I said, would you like to drink this glass of water? And they said, yes. And I said, great, let me just spit in that. And then I did it into the glass and said, would you still drink it? They said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And so there was one girl, a German girl, who said, yeah, of course. And she drank my glass of spit water.
Ah, all right, Cornelius, calm down.
That's at the end. Yeah. But so basically we show that the science of disgust is contextual. So we've learnt to find kissing fine.
Yeah.
Spitting in water, not so fun.
But have we learned to find kissing fine? Or is that a basic human, oh, that feels good, sort of a thing, rather than as accept it? Because I'm asking you as a scientist.
So they say that 50% of cultures worldwide actually don't find kissing so fine as we do.
Okay.
So it is a learnt thing. And probably when you watch a video, you don't think kissing's fine either anymore. You probably find me disgusting because I'm just kissing loads of different people.
I mean, I wasn't going to say. You'll get yourself a reputation.
It's a bit dirty. It's a dirty video for BBC Three. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, but also, I suppose, you know, we have to be careful how we talk about this, but in terms of other sexy time, there may be... people do things that may be thought of as a little bit germy, shall we say. Right?
People do, yes.
Don't they?
Some people love that stuff.
I'm not
suggesting
you did this on the streets of Camden.
Would you like me to do this on the show? I don't know if BBC would approve.
They probably would. But this is commercial radio, you can do what you like. But I think it is an interesting notion of cultures doing different things. Like Eskimos and nose kissing.
Yeah, they don't. They might probably find spit disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. But so in terms of the science behind it then, if you kiss someone, the exchange of saliva... is it akin to spitting?
It's very enjoyable, isn't it?
Well, it is. That's why it happens. But you're right, spitting in a cup, no one wants to drink it. But it's the same thing, is what you're saying, in terms of a basic science principle.
Yeah, in terms of disgust, it should be the same thing.
So we should be revolted by the idea of kissing anyone. So looking at people just going, I really want to kiss you, is we shouldn't be thinking that. Unless we were thinking, I really want to drink your spit out of a cup at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. So for example, that German girl, you just shows the pragmaticness of the Germans, yeah, just being like, well, it's the same thing, so why shouldn't I just drink your spit as well?
Yeah.
She found it equally enjoyable.
So she kissed you first and then drank your spit?
Yeah.
And so she just got double you.
She just loved it. Wow. All that DNA of me. I mean, I probably would say do not try this at home, because it's probably...
Well, that's the safest place to try it, surely, is at home.
True.
Don't try it on the streets of Camden. Or,
man, what was I thinking?
I don't know. Did you catch anything?
No, I was fine.
Really?
It's great.
Because you have to worry about that,
my
surely.
My resistance is really high now.
Yeah, isn't it? You can kiss anyone.
Never get ill again.
But it must have been a worry, because people, especially this time of year, people are ill.
Mm.
And so...
One guy said he was ill,
yeah,
and I still
And you still
him.
Went for it?
Oh, yeah. He put a lot of tongue in my mouth.
Did he?
Yep.
In terms of inches, how much tongue went in?
Three.
Three? That's a long... That's a long tongue. Did you gag?
No, but I did go, oh, that's a lot of tongue.
Were any of them really horrible kisses?
No, they were all fantastic.
Were they? Yeah, you
kissing supposed... girls, you know.
Oh, of course.
Lovely.
Yeah. Who was better, girls or boys at kissing?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because a girl kissing you, a girl would, you're a girl.
Yeah.
We spotted that. you know what you like in terms of being kissed.
Mm-hmm.
So were girls better at it, knowing what a girl, just, do you know what I mean? Or did you just find
they
that
were
they
softer.
Were equal? Softer.
They were soft, but then, you know, I like quite an aggressive,
do you?
Manly kiss as well, right, with 3 inches of tongue.
I mean, we're clipping bits of this show. There are people listening to this now.
This is live, is it?
Yeah. And that's only programme one.
Oh, yeah, there's. I test whether heels make you hotter. I grow my armpit hair and see whether people like it.
And in what context, then, did you go around showing armpit hair? Just people in Camden again. Have a look at this.
No, we thought Camden would be too lenient to that.
Yeah.
And so we went to a university. But it turned out that people were actually quite lenient towards the armpit hair.
Really?
They quite liked it. Some guys were like, hairy.
Yeah. Well, the fashion now has become so the other way, hasn't it? For all of it off everywhere. That I guess that's a kind of...
Maybe. I've let it grow since.
All of it. I'm just one big hairy thing.
I'm just a hairy woman.
Yeah. Well, as you say, it's your first ever radio interview, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I just checking.
Good stuff.
Just checking. They're not all like this. I promise. This one's just a bit weird. All right, so you've done body... But what was the overall, then? Because we are... This generation, certainly, I think, is supposed to be anti-body hair. That's what... You know, that whole internet porn generation, we hear
exactly
a lot about that kind of thing. So what did you find, though? Did you find that people are willing to accept body hair? Or is it a recoiling thing now? Where are
no,
we?
No, so people were very... very easy about it.
Yeah.
With the body hair. More than I thought they would be. I thought they'd be more... unaccepting of it.
But yeah,
people were giving me hugs left, right, and
but
centre.
But did you? What was your? Did you go up to them and just to say, "Look at my hair"? Or did you? Was it a sort of hidden camera thing where you just sit around hanging it all out?
I had a free hug sign.
Yep.
And so I had a little skimpy red dress, and
yep,
then I would do free hugs without the armpit hair and free hugs with the armpit hair.
Okay.
And the numbers were pretty equal.
Yeah.
People were happy to.
Did the hair get mentioned, or did people just?
Oh yeah, people were like, yes.
Let me hold on to the hair.
Did you put any armpit hair in a glass of water?
That'll be next. I like that.
Kiss, tongue my armpit hair.
I mean, it's just gross stuff, isn't it? But I quite like it.
Were all of these your ideas?
Yeah.
You weirdo. Why? What prompted? I mean, I know you've done. You're a scientist, so you can hide it behind that as much
correct
as you like. But I actually think you're a pervert.
I'm Dutch.
Oh, that explains. That explains a lot. Yeah.
There you go.
So what's your background then? So obviously comedy and science. So what tell us a bit about your sort of why what the hell led to this?
I was acting and I ended up really enjoying making weird videos online, sort of shocking people. So I've got quite a few of those.
Yeah.
Where I, you know, whether it's kissing or asking people questions and
was kissing as far as you've gone with these videos, be honest?
No, there's a humping one too.
Okay.
Show you that next time.
All right.
And then I do a weird character called Miss Holland where I go around like this and see how people react to me.
Yeah.
And so I sort of thought, well, let's do this.
And there's also in episode 3, creeping up on people to see when their personal space gets invaded.
Yes, that's fascinating.
So how...
You're loving it.
Yeah. how did Cornelius has never spoken to a woman before. Nah. This is why he's very excited. So what happened there? That was just, again, in public, you would go and just stand or sit too close to people?
Yeah, I have no shame.
No.
Let's get that out of the way.
We were getting that.
Yeah. So I would just sort of, I like seeing what flips people off. And so I went and stood next to them and sort of crept up closer and closer. And then you can tell, so there's a theory that at 1.2 metres that is the start of your personal space. And then you've got your intimate space, which is at 30 centimetres.
Yeah.
So once you enter personal space, people go, oh, alarm bell's going off. And they move. And every time again, 1.2 metres, I went in and they were like, nah. They thought I was going to rob them or...
Yeah. So what's that? Is that social conditioning then? Is that, or is it a natural thing we all have?
So we developed that in our sort of early years. And then it's the same system. It's the amygdala in your brain that goes off when you enter that 1.2. So we're always aware of our 1.2 metres around our space. It's just a protection for us. Yeah. So we know when someone...
So did, and everyone moved away. Nobody... Well, certainly no one moved back towards you.
No, well, some men were not too bothered.
Yeah, well.
But then the interesting thing is when you're on the tube or in a lift, you're really close up to people, right, when it's really crowded?
Yes.
So we treat them as inanimate objects, like furniture, and that's how we deal with it. So that's when it's weird when someone starts talking to you because you're like, you're supposed to be an inanimate object.
Yeah.
And that's how we
So it's kind of contextual, I suppose. Isn't it? Again, as you said about conditioning and everything else. So, okay, so we've got the kissing episode, and that's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And when does this go out?
Today.
So it's up, it's ready
it's
now.
It's up now.
It's up now. It's ready to go. Okay. On BBC Three. The body hair one.
Mm-hmm.
Personal space. How obedient are we? So that was what? Just.
Oh, that was brilliant. So the high-vis jacket is a really powerful jacket.
Yeah.
You can tell people to do whatever you want them to do. And so I would be like standing with a high-vis jacket on the street, be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're going to have to cross the road here. And they all did what I told them to do. And that goes back to the Milgram experiment, which is actually really interesting now. When you wear a uniform, people will just do what you tell them to do without challenging
because it's an authority.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where now, I mean, that's and then the high heels making you hotter was the other one as well.
Yep.
And that was about asking people, see how many people stop to talk to you with a clipboard if you were wearing heels or not.
Correct.
Presumably they did.
It was insane. I mean, I was shocked by that. They all stopped.
Yeah.
With the heels and without the heels, nobody cared about me at all.
Interesting. So that's so advice for all of those chuggers.
The one to talk which is really shocking because we've just gone through that whole, you know, we shouldn't tell people, like, women...
High heels.
High heels,
yeah.
Right? So I'm like, oh... I'm
well, it's very
the
timely then, isn't it?
What do all these people think you're doing, just standing at a clipboard collecting numbers? Like,
I was asking people what their favourite spin cycle was on the washing machine.
Of course you were. all right, well, look, so now you've done those, you've got to up the stakes for the next series.
Right, what do you think
well,
I should
do? Well, I don't know.
Go on,
I've
give me an
one.
Idea.
Yeah. I've got one.
Yeah.
Empty trains, or not busy trains, just going and sitting next to someone and see how they react.
But that's what I do in the personal space one.
Yeah, but empty trains.
Empty, so just next
so
to...
So just when there's one person on a whole carriage, just go and sit down to them, because that's weird, isn't it?
Well, it's like the gym, right? So in the gym, right, this happened to me this morning, okay? A, there was too much nakedness on display in the gym, right? Put a towel around you if you're walking to the shower, man, all right? I don't want to see that. Right, at all.
This so isn't a problem in the women's changing room.
That's, no, well, I'm not allowed in there. Again. So, I have a problem with that. And then if it is an empty, big, great big empty gym changing room, why is a man coming to get changed next to me on the bench when there's 100 other benches? All the time this happens. And I don't know why. Sort that out.
That is definitely weird.
Is,
I mean,
they
probably took a fancy to
you. I don't know what they did.
Definitely. You're just telling everyone that you get people fancy you in the
I'm
gym.
I'm not!
Naked.
Yeah,
later. Yeah.
All right. Look, Celine without the C. Aileen van der Velden. It's on BBC Three now. Can we watch them all now, or is it just start with kissing and then on it goes?
Yeah, one a week.
All right.
Got to wait until next Wednesday.
All right, good. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having
that
me.
That was the weirdest quarter of an hour. We'll be back after the news. It will contain... Well, the news will contain the news. But after that, of course, there'll be the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be giving away some meat this afternoon. Chicken, beef or lamb. It's a budget thing. Or a box of organic veg in a game of dead or alive. All coming on Talk Radio this afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Morning, hon. So, how's Tamworth?
Yep, the hotel's good. I'm just having a sausage sandwich before we go off to set.
How did it go yesterday?
Yeah. The director seemed to really like what I brought to my performance.
That's great. And who are you today?
Man in crowd number 11.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
It's the biggest mis-selling scandal the UK has ever seen. More than 1 million consumers have complained about the way they were sold PPI. And yet, only half of all consumers who have had PPI have made a complaint. The spring 2019 deadline is approaching, but it's not too late to get back what you could still be owed. To start your free PPI check, text PPI to 87121. That's PPI to 87121. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
On the 25th of October 2016, the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the southeast. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life in prison for paedophile. Corbyn denies quitting claims and Steptoe co-writer dies.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a prolific paedophile has been jailed for life. 70-year-old retired teacher Mark Frost will serve at least 16 years in prison after admitting 45 sex offences against young boys in England and Thailand. Disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris has been cleared of three historical sex offences. The 86-year-old is facing seven different allegations. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
It's taken a jury at Southwark Crown Court just under a week to return not guilty verdicts on three of the charges Harris was facing. They've been discharged on the other four as they failed to agree. The former TV presenter is currently in jail after being convicted in 2014 of sex attacks against young girls. Prosecutors have a week to decide whether to apply for a retrial.
The Labour leader has accused the government of offering a sweetheart deal to a local authority that threatened to hold a controversial council tax referendum. Surrey has abandoned plans for a 15% hike in bills to fund social care. Jeremy Corbyn claims to have sent text messages suggesting the council and the government reached an understanding.
How much did the government offer Surrey to kill this off? And is the same sweetheart deal on offer to every council facing the social care crisis created by her government?
The Prime Minister claimed he was using alternative facts. The council insists there was no deal. It comes as Mr Corbyn's team have described claims he's given his party a date for his resignation as absolutely unfounded and untrue. The party leader could lose some of his own MPs over a so-called three-line whip on the government's bill to trigger the Brexit process. The financial regulator is being urged to crack down on unarranged overdraft fees. The reports found bank customers who go into the red could face charges seven times higher than using a payday loan. And Alan Simpson, one half of the writing duo behind Hancock's Half Hour and Steptoe and Son, has died. His managers confirmed his death at the age of 87 from lung disease. That's the end of the news.
Is that the end of the news?
Yes, John.
Is that the news that's ended?
Yes, John.
Do you want to use that as your catchphrase?
Is that the end of your question?
Yeah. Do you want to use as your catchphrase, or one of the ones that have been suggested that came in earlier? That's all. That's all I'm asking. We're still working on it.
The ones we've discussed. Yeah. I'm not particularly enamoured with.
Okay. We're just giving you a rolling. Fine. It's absolutely fine.
Okay.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news.
Yeah.
Now here's Ben with
no,
the...
I've got to do the weather, John.
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sorry, I thought you'd done the weather.
No, that's... Yeah, you should know the format by now.
All right.
It's almost a year. Yeah. Patchy rain and wintry showers across the eastern half of Britain. Cold but bright in the west. Yeah. Highs of 8 degrees.
Shouldn't have to read by now. It's been almost a year.
I've been reading for longer than a year. Yeah. FYI.
Should be better.
Thanks.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from where a shark is working in a bank, but it all goes wrong.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri describes his players as warriors and insists there are no issues between himself and the squad. He's been given a vote of confidence by the club ahead of tonight's FA Cup fourth-round replay with Derby. The Premier League champions are 1 point above the relegation zone. Ranieri's taking any stick coming his side's way in his stride. This is a good
Now, my players need more support than criticism.
Leicester versus Derby is live over on Talk Sport this evening. On to cricket, England supporters can expect to learn the identity of Alistair Cook's successor as Test on Monday. Going to replace him. Finally, tennis. Great Britain have completed a 3-0 whitewash over Portugal in their opening Fed Cup round-robin match in Tallinn. They'll take on Latvia tomorrow and Turkey on Friday. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
The news there live from a bank today where a shark's working in there and it's eating everyone. I can only assume that's because of the headline in the paper today that said something about banks were worse than sharks. Anyway, it's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. They have been doing trials in Sweden. The front page of the BBC News website today. What really happened when Swedes tried six-hour days? Sweden have been conducting trials with workers getting the chance to work fewer hours on full pay. But the two-year trial has ended, and the Swedish people are reporting back. It comes, of course, after many other trials in Sweden, such as the one where people lived in dead elk instead of houses, when Sweden pushed all of their cliffs into fields, and when Sweden provided tide fans with flat-packed waves. And many more of these trials have been going on in what is essentially a forward-thinking nation. But is the latest trial, that's on the front, genuinely, of the BBC News website today, indicative of a country unafraid to experiment to make the world a better place? Or are they all idiots who sit in stupidly named bookcases all day eating meatballs and dried herring? On the line is Horatio. Good afternoon, Horatio. Horatio's called Talk Radio. Hello, Horatio.
All right.
All right. You all right, though?
Yeah.
Right. So you've called Talk Radio on a phone number, and you've been hearing about these trials in Sweden, and you...
Trials in Debrecen?
Sweden.
Debrecen.
Sweden. And I know you think they've not gone far enough. You think we should get rid of all hours completely. Just get rid of them. Sweden have gone down to six-hour day trials of work. You'd like to just get rid of all hours at all and see them what put in jail, presumably.
Well, just get rid of them. They're, I think they're a bit pointless. They're made up, basically, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're made up. And I don't think they're accurate enough. No one does anything on the hour these days. It's always meet me at 15:15 or remember to put the fish fingers in 20 minutes to, or, you know, everything's done that way. But we should, if we were to work in seconds, instead of saying, I don't know, 10:45, you'd have to say 645. Meet me at 645.
Yeah.
And that's a bit more accurate, I think.
Oh, right. And that's...
Or more accurate still, you could have seconds. Meet me at 38,700.
Yeah, okay. But aren't you still... I mean, they're still contained within an hour, aren't they? That's the...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
They're separate time units.
Let me bring in Sandy, who's on the other line, who's been listening to you there. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in to Talk Radio. Now, Horatio agrees with these trials in Sweden, but thinks they haven't gone far enough. Thinks we should get rid of all hours. The concept of an hour should just be put beyond use. So what's your thoughts on this, Sandy?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I think utterly ridiculous. I mean, it's PC gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, because time's not it's binary, isn't it? It's not a spectrum. So let's keep it binary.
Could you just say for me it's not a spectrum again?
It's not a spectrum.
Thank you. Horatio, it's not a spectrum.
It's not a spectrum. You're quite right. It's not... What do you mean it's binary? What are you talking about? I think this Sandy's talking rubbish.
No, I'm not.
We've met before.
Right. But I'm not talking rubbish. I'm talking about time. It's done in binary, isn't it? It's not spectral.
Let me bring in some facts for you here.
Now,
you've heard the phrase, Sandy, and I know that you have, there aren't enough hours in the day. You've heard that.
I agree. If anything, we should have more hours.
There.
Because I need more hours.
Well, Horatio, hold on a minute. You've had your say. Let Sandy have her say, please.
Yes, thank you. I will persist. Yes, we've need more hours, because how will I know? I need hours to know how long I've been knitting for,
yeah.
You know, so I can say, this is how many hours of charitable knitting I did, you know, booties for babies and hats for the homeless,
yeah.
You know, because then you can give them, but you don't have to talk to them.
Yeah.
And I can say, those are the charitable hours I've done, and I can add it all up, and then God will know.
Yeah, but hang on, what if God is looking down on you now, Sandy, thinking, well, she's made hats for the homeless and booties for children, but you haven't made booties for the homeless, have you? And that, in God's eyes, is enough to cast you into the pit, isn't it?
Well, it could be. This is why I need more hours, because booties for the homeless would be bigger. So you need more hours.
This is kind
of my point, isn't it, really? If we're saying that we have smaller units of time measurement rather than hours, then you can sound like you've done a lot more work than you have.
No, because then I'd have to knit smaller.
You see, you haven't thought of that, Horatio, have you? No, you didn't. What do you make of these fake hours that we hear about now? These are the, of course, people who don't think there are enough hours in the day. You can just buy these fake hours now. And these are time units made by children, orphans, in sweatshops in the Far East. And they look, to all intents and purposes, they look like an hour that we have here. But they're basically a cheap knock-off hour. They're not quite an hour long. And what do you make of that being added to the day? Because that's flooding the market at the moment.
Well, I'd say if it's not a real hour, then it doesn't count. You've got to get the hours given to you from real places.
But it's hard to tell them apart, isn't it? That's the point of the fake. People buy these out. They go on holiday. They come back with hours that are... the quality is just not there. It's very difficult to tell them apart.
Only by British hours, then.
British hours are the best hours.
Yeah.
Horatio.
You often find these ones that have been made abroad are very poor quality construction, and they don't keep to the correct hour. They're often only 55 minutes long.
That's right.
Who decided that an hour should be 60 minutes long? Who signed that off?
Well, would you be happy if an hour wasn't 60 minutes long and we still called it an hour? I mean, is it the minutes element of the hour that annoys you that you want to get rid of, or is it the hour...
The whole lot.
Just take the whole lot out.
Just get rid of it.
But what about the... if you look back to when we first got hours here, Sir Francis Drake, of course, brought hours from the Caribbean,
yeah,
didn't he? He gave an hour, 60 minutes, as a gift to Queen Victoria. Used it, she popularised it, and that's why we have them now. You can't change history, Horatio, can you?
You can't, but he could have done it. He could have measured the time that it took him to go and get these hours, and these other items that he brought back, back from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He could have measured it in minutes or seconds.
If you get rid of hours completely, Sandy, let's take Horatio's argument for a moment. If there's no time to... If we strip them right down, there's no hours at all in the day. It's a day of no hours. It's a no-hour day. There's no time for crime, is there, then?
For crying or crime?
Both. But certain often one leads to the other, of course. But I'm saying is there's no time for these things to happen. Fat children, You've heard of them. Perhaps you've knitted a bootie for one. I don't know.
Well, I've tried, but you know.
Yeah. But that gives them fewer time to eat, doesn't it? And that will stop child obesity if we get rid of ours.
Well, yes, of course, if you keep it as ours. But if you go with what Horatio says and you give them seconds, that actually gives them more time. If they're going for 3,400,000 seconds rather than 2 hours, then they're going to eat far more calories because it's a bigger number.
Yes.
But then that's my other point is to reduce the unit of energy measurement from calories to something that's much larger, so you eat much fewer amounts in a day.
Yeah.
Like carrots or something like that, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's an argument for another day. But the in terms of, I see what you mean about fat people eating seconds. That's what makes them fat, so that makes sense. What do you make of we know now that Donald Trump has stopped Muslims from 7 countries. He's done an executive order. He says they can't use hours anymore, which has rendered them these Muslims timeless for the time being. You know, which is, of course, they're stuck in airports. There's no real time in an airport anyway.
No.
So, I mean, what do you make of that? Do you find that controversial, Sandy?
Well, I do find it controversial. I mean, if you're going to take hours away from someone, take them away from everyone.
Yeah.
I do believe in equality, despite the way I sound. And I do think that perhaps he's been a little bit overzealous there, making people timeless. Because the thing about timeless is that it sounds like it's a good thing.
Mm. Trey, have you heard about these trials in Norway? They've added more hours onto the day in Norway. They're up to 32 hours a day now, and they get more done. They do more fishing and they do whatever Norwegians do there. They've done more shivering. Hours, manufacture of hours has gone up. It's one of their biggest exports now. They're exporting hours all over the world from Norway. Anyway, look, the debate, sadly, we're run out of time. I mean, this could go on and on, but the question is, do we still need hours after these trials in Sweden have suggested we don't? Horatio, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Big clock.
Thank you. Sandy?
Inexorable slide to death.
Thank you very much indeed. That's all we've got time for on the debate, though, but it's over to you now. What do you think? Do you think we need hours in the world anymore? Are we just done with them, frankly? Don't need them at all. Do we need hours in post-Brexit Britain when we've got cotton buds and lobster bisque? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's the big debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Hi, can I help you with anything?
Yes, I'd really like to know more about your crossover deals.
Oh, it's the Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. 3 models, 1 giant deal. Starring Nissan Juke, Qashqai and X-Trail. Now with an extra £500 deposit contribution. That's up to £2,000 on a Nissan Qashqai at only 3.99% APR representative.
What was that name again?
The Nissan Ultimate Crossover Event. Coming to a dealership near you from the 9th to the 13th of February. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Participating dealers only. Excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk/ultimate crossover.
The food, the ambiance, the company. By Valentine's Day, you could have found the person you've been looking for. Subscribe now to Encounters Dating and save 50% on your first 3 months. Find your perfect match this Valentine's Day. Search Encounters. And subscribe today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In February, we've got a Facro 780 by 980 millimetre centre pivot roof window for only £159.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
To celebrate the launch of the new, bigger Mini Countryman, we're giving you the chance to win a Mini for a year and experience all 5 models in the range, so you can enjoy spring with friends in the 3 and 5 door hatch. Keep cool in summer with a convertible. Turn over a new leaf in autumn with a stylish Clubman. Then take on winter in the versatile Countryman. Book a test drive between the 11th and 28th of February for your chance to win and turn an hour of driving into a year of excitement. Visit mini.co.uk/a mini for a year. Who's in? Test drive subject to status and availability. T's and C's apply. Participating Mini retailers only. No cash alternative.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
If you're heading south on the M6 in Staffordshire, you'll find a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. That's causing some heavy traffic between junction 13 for Stafford South and 12 for Gailey. In Somerset, in Yeovil, the A30 Sherborne Road is very slow today. That's due to some ongoing roadworks. The roadworks also slowing traffic down through Bridgewater on the A38 Bristol Road. Also getting reports of an accident affecting the A38 in Devon at Ivy Bridge. I'm David Moore.
Wishing you luck for the reunion.
Thanks, sweetie. It's amazing how little Braintree's changed.
How are you feeling?
Good. Just having breakfast, getting my story straight.
Go on.
I thought I'd say I was an international scuba diving instructor.
Nice.
And I've been married for 5 years to Hugo, an acclaimed composer and award-winning lifeguard.
Oh, that's good.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Then to you are listening to, well, I've just checked and it turns out it's the radio. I am John Holmes on it, and also on it is today's Diversity Paper Reviewer. Regular listeners will know, of course, that the Diversity Paper Review makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. And that's because what we do is get a different diversity each day to review the papers. It's our way of ticking that box. Joining us today, Matt is back. He's barely been beyond North London. And that's because his diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. At what newspaper have your Jewish eyes seen today?
Well, it's everyone's favourite Express newspaper.
Of
it's
course.
The Daily Express.
Yes.
That was the first one I've gone for.
Good. What's in it?
I'm really branching out today. You'll be happy to hear.
I see that you are.
Well, the headline that caught my attention is something that I think affects both you and I.
Okay.
As men. Because it says that 8 in 10 women would not trust their man to buy them clothes.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of understandable because, I mean, I look at you. And I wouldn't trust you to buy your own clothes.
No, let alone those for a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. So hang on, they don't trust us to buy their clothes or our own clothes?
Well, their clothes.
Oh, I see.
But I'm just using you as an example.
And that's,
there.
That's fair enough, yeah.
It's a lovely cardigan.
Look at that. You're wearing a cardigan.
I know, we're cardigan buddies.
Yeah, of course. I've always wanted to be one. So, but you're saying a cardigan at me in a derisory fashion, whereas you two
I then
are sporting.
I
yeah, you didn't do that very well, did you?
No, we'll look at you in your shirt then.
You're wearing a t-shirt. Fine, yeah.
Because I'm young and hip.
Are you? No.
I once went to Shoreditch.
Well done.
Almost didn't like it,
went home.
No. They had a great bagel bakery there.
Did they? Oh, of course they
Salt
did.
Beef.
Worth travelling for you, for your kind, isn't it, that?
I always buy my sister a birthday present every year because I'm very kind.
That's
a nice brother like that.
Traditional, yeah.
But I always buy her a scarf.
Always?
Always a scarf.
How old is your sister?
She's 28.
She's got 28 scarves.
Yes. The reason I do that is she hates scarves. Her birthday...
And subsequently you.
Exactly. Her birthday is January 1st, so it's always cold, it's always wintry.
Yeah.
So I think, well, this way she can wrap up warm and I get her a scarf.
Why did you get her a scarf if you know she doesn't like scarves?
It's kind of an ongoing joke.
Oh, fine.
She knows she's going to get a scarf. I get her something else as well.
Oh, yeah.
This year I got her a kettle.
Again, it's cold. Warm drink.
She likes her cup of soup.
There you go.
And I always get her a scarf every year, and she hates the fact I get her a scarf, but I'm not going to buy her real clothes, and I have bought her clothes before, but when I say I've bought them, my mum's chosen them, and I've paid for it.
I see, because you wouldn't be trusted, of course, to buy...
No.
She doesn't like scarves anyway, so you're hiding to nothing.
No.
But then you've got the whole, what pattern is the scarf?
Mm.
Yeah. Has there ever been a scarf she did like, or does she feign... Is she up front about it, just going, oh God, it's another scarf, ha ha, please stop this now?
I've never once seen her wearing a scarf.
Good.
She has quite a lot.
Does she keep them, or does she just bin them?
I think she keeps them.
She might re-gift them.
She might re-gift them. I wouldn't know. If I see any of her friends wearing a nice scarf, I'll know where it's come from. But the thing with scarves is, you can't get the size wrong.
Well, I disagree with that.
Do you?
Yes, because you can get long scarves or short scarves or wide scarves or narrow scarves.
So considering I buy scarves every year, my knowledge of scarves is limited.
It's a scarf nightmare. It's a scarf mare, isn't it? But you can't. Long Doctor Who style scarf.
Yeah.
Or a shorter sort of just tie in a quick knot scarf. There are lots of. It's a scarf minefield.
What would you usually go for?
If I was wearing a scarf?
Mm.
I do like a scarf.
Yeah.
But I'd go for a medium length scarf. If it's hanging around my neck, it needs to come down to perhaps just below my waist.
So that's what, about 2 inches long?
Yes.
Scarf?
That's right. And then I will wrap it around my neck, double it around my neck, and then pull it one bit through the loop in the traditional scarf tying. There's lots of ways to tie a scarf.
There are.
I favour that one.
That's your go to scarf.
It's the easiest, if I'm honest. That's the main reason.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this story. You see, I you know, I you could be trusted. We could buy them. I mean, they love an apron.
Do they? No. Was that a little bit sexist?
No, they don't. It was a joke. But again, it doesn't matter what clothes you buy them as long as they iron them. Right? Am I right, men?
That's true.
Am I right, men?
While they're ironing our shirts and cardigans. Right.
To be fair, I do all of the ironing.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you have to get a step ladder for the ironing board?
Again, it's a height joke. I might have said a sexist joke. Now you're just heightist, don't you? So,
as someone that's 6'3", yes, I am.
Yes, you are. I will do the ironing. I don't know that I would go and buy clothes. I mean, I don't know that I have bought women clothes before now. I'm not sure that other than, you know, my own for special nights.
Well, that's not an image anyone wants to have in
their
mind.
It'd be easy to buy ass prod cast through the glass clothes, of course, because all she wears is one fun-loving criminal's hoodie that she hasn't taken off since the day she started here.
She has the white knitted top as well that makes it look a bit like a sheep when she wears black leggings. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, I have, but I assume that was a costume whereby she was trying to dress as an egg. I thought, because it was white, so I thought, and that'd be the reason she smells of her egg. So, right. Cass?
What?
Has a man ever bought you clothes? I mean,
yes.
Did you buy that thing that you're wearing now on your own, or was that
No, this was a gift from my brother 15 years ago.
The fun-loving criminal's hoodie?
Yes.
Right, that you don't take off ever?
I do take it off.
You don't? You wear it every day. Is the...
I only wear it in the office!
Is your... So, as a man, in a romantic way, ever bought you any clothes? Assuming you go for men, I don't know.
What do you mean in a romantic way? Like the thing that you were talking about earlier on special occasions? Because I'm not telling you that.
What do you mean?
You said in a romantic way. Like, no, romantic clothes.
I don't mean like sex pants. I mean like just a dress.
As a gift?
Yeah.
Yes, men have bought me clothes.
Did they get it right?
Yes.
Well, see, so men can buy. So you disagree with that article?
No, because he stayed on list. I told him exactly what to get. Like, it wasn't a surprise.
Oh, no, that's my point. Have they ever bought it as a surprise? That doesn't count. As a surprise?
As a surprise? No, nobody would dare.
No, that's true, actually.
Did you not hear about my Christmas disaster last year?
No, because I don't understand anything you say.
Ah, okay.
What happened?
I had a list of things that I wanted for Christmas from my boyfriend, and he bought me bed sheets.
Were they linen?
They were very nice and expensive. They were Edgar Allan Poe.
The author?
The author?
Yeah. Style.
Does he make,
oh, style.
Like, oh, I was going to say, I didn't know he branched out.
No, neither did I. I thought it was the Telltale Heart.
I know what I've done now. I've finished the Telltale Heart. I'm done with the Pit and the Pendulum. I'm pretty up there with the Raven. I'm going to make some bedsheets.
Yeah, and if I've got a bit of time, some pillowcases.
Yeah, and I imagine they'll be loved by an angry northern witch goth.
They weren't.
No, they were returned swiftly, I imagine.
I see.
They were.
Oh. All right. Anyway, a little insight there into the closest thing we have around here that passes for some kind of woman.
Mm.
What else is in the papers then?
So this comes from everyone's favourite mail, the Daily Mail.
Good.
I know you were the editor-in-chief a couple of days
ago. That's right. I do it on a sort of timeshare basis.
once a year.
Yeah.
And they've got an interesting article about where you keep your ketchup. This is controversial.
Yeah.
In,
well,
Cass
keeps hers all over a fun-loving criminal's top, it seems, because it's basically just the... And to quote Filthy Rich and Cowflap, the stubborn understains that are holding it together.
Oh, shut up.
All right. So go on.
So it's a case of where you keep your ketchup. Some people, it depends, I think, as well, what container it's in. It's got the glass container.
Yep.
It's got the squeezy container.
Yep.
At home, we have the squeezy container, the plastic container, in the fridge. I'll be honest, I don't eat ketchup. I'm more of a mayo guy. Favourite condiment.
Right, good. I'm glad you've established that. What a great text in. Text us your favourite condiments. Just come up with a bit of show content. Yeah.
There you go.
What's your favourite condiment? 8722.
Slight message with the word text.
Talk radio.
Slight message with the word condiment.
Yes, there you go.
I can do Con's job.
Yeah, you're getting it.
And I've got my head around it already.
Yeah, his full name is Condiment as well, sir. That works.
Perfect.
You keep yours?
In the fridge, but I don't eat it.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
Do you have ketchup at home?
Yes.
And where is it kept?
Weirdly, yes, the fridge. Is that right or wrong?
I don't have an issue with it.
Does the Mail have an issue with it?
I mean, it's a debate that's raged across the country, according to the Mail, leaving some shoppers struggling to keep their cool and others seeing red. I don't know if that's a really bad pun.
Cleverly done there. Yeah, no, well, this is the whole... I mean, it's like Trump, isn't it, keeping the Muslims out of America. Mm. There's an executive order that says you can't put ketchup in a fridge if you're a Muslim. I think that's what Trump says now.
He signed it, something like that. But in the supermarkets, the ketchup are always on the shelves. They're not in the freezer section, the cold section. Yeah. So I imagine that's where your ketchup provider wants you to be putting your ketchup.
That is a very good point. I hadn't considered that. Mm. Because you're right. Why aren't we following the example of the manufacturer?
Exactly.
Why put it in the fridge?
You wouldn't go and get frozen chips and just put them in the cupboard.
No. You've got a good point here.
Mm.
All right. Blom, hold on to your ketchup if you would, Matt Blom, for we are going to pick up more with you for the Dovesti pay-per-view. But we've got to take a break because otherwise Victoria will kick off. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. News is next.
Talk Radio.
At 3:32, Victoria's got the news.
A retired teacher who admitted 45 child sex offences in the UK and abroad has been sentenced to life behind bars. 70-year-old Mark Frost, who used to be known as Andrew Tracy, was tracked down in Spain last year after skipping bail in Thailand. Authorities believe he may have assaulted many more children he had contact with at British schools and while he volunteered for the Scouts. Andy Brennan is from the National Crime Agency.
I'm hoping that if somebody's not had the confidence in the past to come forward, and that confidence may have been eroded for a number of reasons, but I would hope that they've now got the confidence to come forward to say, I've got something to tell you about what happened in years gone by.
Rolf Harris has been cleared of three historical sex offences. Jurors have been discharged from deliberating on four other counts the 86-year-old entertainer is accused of. Harris is currently in jail after being convicted in 2014 of sex attacks against young girls. Jeremy Corbyn has accused the government of offering a Conservative-led council a sweetheart deal in order to stop a potential 15% council tax rise. The Labour leader says texts have been leaked, which indicate a special agreement was reached, but that's been denied by Surrey County Council and the government. It comes as supporters of Mr Corbyn have denied claims he's set a date to step down as Labour leader. He's told his party to vote in favour of a bill that will give the Prime Minister the power to start the official process of leaving the EU. And one of the writers behind comedy classics Hancock's Half Hour and Steptoe and Son has died. Alan Simpson was 87 and had lung disease. The weather chilly tonight with widespread frost, occasional light snow showers in the east with the temperature dropping to freezing. Tomorrow's going to be cold and cloudy for many with further wintry showers in eastern areas. The best of any sunshine in the west. Highs of just 5 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
26 minutes. Mm-hmm. Victoria, 26 minutes.
You're right. I do like to kick off when you can't keep to time.
Yes, I know.
The thing is, that's weird because if we are on time, we go to the news at 8:30.
Yeah.
And then the news will be 1 or 2 minutes long and you don't go, the news will be in 29 minutes.
It's just easy to say half an hour, isn't it?
Well, why can't you?
And also, technically, in half an hour's time, I will still be speaking if everything has gone to plan. Is it still accurate?
Why don't you two just get a room? That's sexy talk there. Right, so thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed. And we'll be giving away some meat in the next half an hour. You can choose for chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist.
Exactly. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. And we'll pick up the news review with Matt next.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we're back. Matt Blom is still with us. He is our diversity paper reviewer today. He is the diversity. What is reviewing the papers? Reminders of your diversity.
I am Jewish.
Yes, you are. We've talked fridge ketchup errors. We've talked...
buying women's clothes.
Buying women's clothes. Wearing women's clothes. And... now, where do we go?
Well, let's go bathrobes.
More clothes.
Yeah, more clothes.
Themed.
Fake news has been all over, well, the news recently.
Yeah.
Especially Donald Trump claiming that anything that is said about him that he hasn't said is fake news.
Sad.
I know. Bad. Very sad. Bad.
Sad. Sad.
Dumb. Whatever else he said.
Lies.
Lies. Yeah.
But oh, this is, I know about this. This is bathrobe gate, isn't it?
Yeah. So the New York Times has claimed that Donald Trump, when he's not busy saving America and making it great again,
yeah,
he's just lounging around in the White House, maybe in the bathrobe.
Yeah.
But Sean Spicer, his press secretary, said, that's a lie. It's fake news. Donald Trump doesn't even own a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Yet here we are in the Mirror on page 4 today of him lounging around in quite a, I'm not going to lie, a skimpy bathrobe.
Ew.
But it looks like one of those photos that's on the news that's just like, he had no friends and that's why he was lonely.
He was alone and he killed everybody.
Exactly.
He's possibly killed Donald Trump. In the future. That's the photo they'll use of him lounging in that bathrobe when he does kill everyone in the world.
I know. But the funny thing is he's clearly wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah.
And yet Sean Spicer said it's fake news, he doesn't own a bathrobe. But he does.
But he also owns loads of hotels, all of which will have bathrobes. So technically he owns millions of bathrobes across the world. But that's not the only photo, of course, because Twitter is now full of people who have somehow done research and found loads of different photos of Donald Trump wearing bathrobes at various stages in his life, which is thus proving Spicer. And how have the White House responded to this in a Spicer way?
They haven't come out in any way yet. They're just claiming that he doesn't own a bathrobe, it's fake news, and it's wrong. So I reckon they're going to come out and say, no, that's photoshopped. That's not actually Donald J. Trump, but it very clearly is. Although his hair, I'm not going to lie, looks like my mother's hair from about 20 years ago. It's kind of a short little bob.
Right. It doesn't look like your mother generally, does it?
No.
My goodness.
Similar hairstyle.
Yeah, that's all. That's fine. Just checking. No, I do like that, though, the fact that they're now angry over a bathrobe. I mean, he's the leader of the free world. You'd think, once again, just tweeting random things that aren't anything to do with... just, what are you doing? Now they're just angry about a bathrobe. It's a bathrobe!
Just let it go. I like the idea of him tweeting, just saying, I no longer own a bathrobe, this is fake news. Robe.
Yeah. And also, we know if he took that bathrobe off, because it's a white one, isn't it?
Mm.
That's going to be stained orange.
Ooh,
isn't it? Under there? That's going to be... that's going to come off on that.
There's another photo of him wearing a white shirt. How many white shirts do you reckon he has to get through in a day?
Once he's worn one, he throws it away.
Really?
He has it turned into bathrobes.
And what I love so much about Donald Trump...
You love mustard now. It's ketchup, isn't it?
No, with Trump, you can buy Trump-branded shirts and ties made in China.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I didn't know you can... Well, they're missing a trick. Why can't you buy a Trump bathrobe?
Exactly.
That's gone the way. All right, got a final story.
Final story is everyone's favourite...
Or not final story, depending on how we go.
Well, it has to be. You want me to talk about the stepladder advert in the Daily Star.
Well, if we've got time, I do.
Fine. The final story, possibly, is everyone's favourite prima donna, Madonna.
Yes.
Mm. So she's in the news always, and she's just...
Hang on, is that Madonna before Madonna? Because you know, like, pre...
Yeah.
Something is before it.
Yeah.
You know, like it on a...
Mm.
When you're... As a man, that's pre... Isn't it? So, but pre-Madonna is what? A sort of...
I don't know. Just...
Like a prenuptial.
Prenuptial.
You know, like a nuptial that's before the nuptial.
Yes.
Anyway, go on.
Just confused. Yeah. But she's been given the green light to again adopt two twins.
She denied this a couple of weeks ago. She said she was in Malawi just on holidays. Mm. She didn't say she was window shopping for orphans.
Well, apparently she's been given the green light. She's been to Malawi and she's taking these two girls with her to the US today
to
start their new life.
Oh.
Which of course leads me to the question is, you're adopted. You've spoken about that.
I am adopted, yes. I've written a book about it, didn't I mention?
Yeah.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, a sort of what if sliding doors style nurture nature question with lols as to what would have happened had my parents not walked through the door and adopted me, but some others had. Would I be doing this now? Would I have a much better job than this one?
who knows? Who knows? But how would you feel right now at the grand age of 48,
yes,
having been adopted by Madonna and going to the US?
Excellent. Do I get to suckle on her conical teat? as a child with...
And breastfeed.
Yeah. Well, no, not even that, because that'd be weird. No, I mean just on that conical bra she had. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, perhaps that was conical to get all the milk in. Mm. I don't... Maybe that's there's a hole in the end, like a sort of straw which I could suck Madonna's breast milk out of.
Mm.
That's one thought I've had now.
Just as long as she's not wearing any capes around you.
She's not got a good history with capes. How, I mean, I don't know, what is there an upper age limit to which a pop star can adopt a radio presenter on a little Listen To station?
I don't know.
Well, we should investigate that.
I know, we should look at it.
I mean, if Madonna came in here now
and wanted
to adopt me and said, I will take you away to a better life.
Well, she's 58.
In America.
Mm.
I would go with her. Because she would feed and clothe me, wouldn't she?
She'd look after you.
She would look after me. Madonna, I'd like to be Madonna's child.
You could learn some Kabbalah.
Yes, I can't remember what that is. Is it's that like the thing with the string?
Jewish mysticism.
Oh, she likes all that, doesn't she? Do you not subscribe to that?
You're meant to be 40 before you start it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to do that?
Probably not.
No. I'm taking this seriously now. I wonder if I write to Madonna, I could get... Because she's into adoption generally.
Mm.
Do I have to be brown? Because I know most of the adoptions she's done are brown children from Malawi or whatever. Would I even qualify?
First the BBC, now not being able to be adopted by Madonna. Oh, no, what next?
This diversity nonsense.
Should we tweet her?
Yeah.
Just tweet her.
Well, just with a little photo of me. I could get one where I look cute.
Just clean shave as well.
Yeah.
Just to take a couple of years off.
Yeah. Yeah, just Madonna, if you want. I am up for coming to live with you and being your son.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how the rest of your family would feel.
It's Madonna! I'm like a Madonna as a relative.
Take your kids with you. Go and see Granny Madge.
Come on. Oh, come and see your new granny. Oh, we've got a granny. Come and see this one.
She'd sing Holiday.
Yeah, look at her. Tell us about the stepladder advert very quickly.
The stepladder. Why do people advertise stepladders in newspapers? But and also it's 50 quid.
50 quid. Is it what?
Well, it's £49.99.
Yeah. What are its...
Grip tight ridges for non-slip safety.
You'd need that with Madonna.
It's 159 centimetres tall. That's double your height.
Okay.
Double your height. And a cambered leg designed for greater stability. Safety handrails front and both sides.
Yeah. It is Madonna. All right, fine. Thank you, though. And I would be her stepson, and that's a stepladder. So, you know, we bring her around full circle, haven't we?
Can we have a birthday party at hers?
I'll ask her.
I'll bring some friends.
I'll ask her when I swallowed the milk. Matt, thank you very much indeed for coming in here and reviewing the papers for us as today's diversity paper reviewer.
You're welcome.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
We know. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
With Sky Bet, great just got greater. Introducing the all-new Cash Out Boost. Turbocharge your winnings with a chance to win a cash bonus when you cash out your bet. We could make £40 into £48, £20 into £30, and £25 into £50. With Cash Out Boost from Sky Bet, why cash out anywhere else? Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. Max cash out boost to the value of £50. Amounts will vary. When the fun stops, stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. From award-winning cider to freshline caught salmon, the UK is renowned for its quality produce. If you're in food and drink, it's time to take your next step by selling overseas. To get a taste for what's out there, search Exporting is Great.
Attention! To celebrate the new series of Combat Dealers, Quest and Juicen are giving you the chance to win a whopping £10,000 cash, plus incredible tent driving experiences for the runners-up. And to see what treasures military antiques expert Bruce Crompton and his team discover, don't miss Combat Dealers, Tuesdays at 9 p.m, only on Quest. For your chance to win £10,000, enter the free cash prize draw at juiceandquest.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. At ease!
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Yorkshire, there are delays this afternoon on the westbound M62. There's a lane closed due to an accident between junction 26 for Chain Bar and 25 for Brighouse. Near Stoke-on-Trent, Newcastle under Lyme, the A34 London Road, that's partially blocked due to an accident. And you'll find some slow traffic in Kent on the coastbound M2. It's all due to an accident between junctions 2 and 3. And staying in Kent, we've got some problems in Faversham, where we've got delays due to roadworks on the A2. I'm David Moore.
Morning, hon. So, how's Tamworth?
Yep, the hotel's good. I'm just having a sausage sandwich before we go off to set.
How did it go yesterday?
The director seemed to really like what I brought to my performance.
That's great. And who are you today?
Man in crowd number 11.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. It's coming up to 10 to 4. Sam Delaney with you for Drive at 4 o'clock. But Victoria, ahead of that, Victoria brings us breaking news.
That's right, John. So we're just hearing reports that Tara Palmer Tomkinson has died. Now, she announced last January that she had a brain tumour, and I've got a statement here from the Metropolitan Police who have confirmed they were called by London Ambulance Service this afternoon at around 20 to 2 to an address in South West London, where a woman in her 40s was pronounced dead at the scene. Her death is being treated as unexplained, and they say at the moment they're not treating it as suspicious. So we'll bring you more on this as we get it. But just to recap, the former socialite Tara Palmer Tomkinson has died.
Thank you, Victoria, for with breaking news. More of that, of course, at 4 o'clock with Victoria and no doubt Sam will be talking about it on Drive as well. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As we've been hearing all day, the news is very, very complicated. All over the papers, of course, today there are stories about various financial institutions. The Greek debt crisis may be about to rear its head again. The EU have said they're worried about the level of Greek debt. We have news that British Gas might be putting up prices for consumers. 9%, technically all the other big companies could follow. The Disney boss has warned of a China trade war. The news is complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around
allow
it.
Allow us to continue to help you by analysing the big stories, of course, here on the programme. And we do that with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
The Queen wears green, that's right. The Metro, page 7. It's groundbreaking news.
News in haikus. Right then, it is time for us, 10 to 4 in the afternoon, to give away some meat. then, here's what we're going to do this afternoon in a slight change of programming. We are giving away some meat, but today's meat giveaway quiz will be a game of band or something. And today, as radio geeks around the nation will know, is listening figure day. Tomorrow, all the radio listening figures are announced, the Rajar figures. So to give away some meat today, we're going to play band or local radio station. That's right. Is it a band or is it the name of a local radio station from around the world? Well, let's find out. As we talk to Luke, who is in London. Hello, Luke.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. How are you? Are you well?
I've got a slightly sore knee, which is why I'm at home listening to the radio.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Good. All right. As long as you're happy with your sore knee. How did you hurt your knee?
I don't know. I haven't got an interesting accident.
That's a shame.
Wear and tear
on the knee. All right. What do you do when you're not hobbling around, Luke?
I'm a business trainer.
Right.
Not a physical trainer.
Yeah, I think we'd established that. Yeah.
So I go in and help businesses out with their soft skills.
With their soft skills?
Soft skills.
What's a soft...
Communication, creativity.
Okay.
Yes, I'm not like a software person or a big high-powered consultant.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You do an important job on the ground, Luke. That's what you do, don't you?
Thank you. I hope. I do my best.
Well, I'm glad you listened to the radio, because we're going to play band or radio station, and this is just the name of a radio station from around the world, okay? That's it. Or a band. You just got to say band or radio station. You'll be playing for some meat. If you win, what meat would you like? Chicken, beef or lamb? Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Beef. Old-fashioned, I know, but
beef,
it's still my favourite meat.
Nothing wrong with that, Luke. Good strong beef. If nothing else, you can strap it round your knee as though it were a black eye. You're playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Band or radio station is the name of the game. Let's get on with it, Cass. We'll be keeping score through the glass. She's the assistant producer. Here we go. Right, Tabriz. Tabriz. Band or radio station.
That sounds like it might be a radio station.
I hadn't told you who was going to start yet. But as it goes, it was Luke, so that's fine. It's a radio station. Tabriz, yes, it is. Yeah. Tobruk. Cornelius. Tobruk.
Band.
Is a band, yeah. Mashad.
Is that me?
Yes.
Radio station.
Yes. Oh, hum. Cornelius. Oh, hum.
Radio station.
It's a band. Arashak.
That's hard. A band.
Yes, good.
Oh! Hey.
Babelzar.
Babelzar 104. The radio station.
They are radio station, yeah. Butterhead.
That sounds like a band to me.
He's a band, very good. Band. He's a band, good, good. Shiraz. Shiraz.
Ah, yeah. Shiraz 104, the radio station.
It is a radio station, yeah. Merlot.
There might be a band called Merlot, there might be.
It's actually a wine, I just threw it in there because it was like Shiraz. But I'm going to give you the point anyway, so it's fine. Mavara. Cornelius, Mavara.
Mavara 104, the band.
That's right.
Yeah.
Arumi, yeah.
I'm going for band.
It is a radio station. It's around French. Estefan. Estefan. Estefan.
Estefan. 104 radio station.
It's a radio station. Gloria Estefan.
She's a person.
She's a person, but band related.
The Miami Sound Machine.
That's her. Yeah. Oh, 20 bonus points for knowing that. Yeah. Very good. Great. 20 points. Yeah. Mirage Town. Cornelius.
Oh, the band.
Yeah, they are a band.
With their song.
Yeah. What song?
20 points.
What song?
Love.
No. Take 2 points off for that, actually. 2 points away for that, didn't
you? No, you can't. Stupid.
Kerman. K-E-R-M-A-N. Kerman.
Sounds like a Eurovision song entry. I'll go for a band.
It is a band. Yeah, good.
Yes.
And finally, Abgees.
Ab what?
Abgees.
Band.
Yes. Right, okay. Cass, band or obscure local radio station from around the globe. Cass has got the scores. She's got them through the glass. Here they come. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through it now.
Shush.
She's got the scores.
Shush. Con has 5.
Yep. Yeah, I do.
And Luke has 26.
Congratulations, Luke. Well done. You're the winner. Well done. Well done, Luke. Good work.
Thank you very much.
You've won some beef, Luke. Beef. I know. In a hastily cobbled together game of band or radio station from around the world due to news events. And that's just about it from us on Talk Radio this afternoon. Sam Delaney with you next, and he's here right now.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sam.
On my radio show today,
yes,
Live at Drive, yes, we'll be talking personally about these teachers who are going to attach teacher cams to themselves and film the children.
Yeah.
The children who are unruly. Now, children have always been unruly, right? That's not a new thing.
Yep. They are unruly.
Why will filming them make it different? I mean, if anything, it might make them worse.
They're going to love that stuff.
If you point a film camera, a video camera or whatever at kids, they'll at the goat, won't they?
They will at the goat, and then they'll have it online to share.
Exactly. So I don't understand this at all. I think, you know, if kids are misbehaving and not listening while you're trying to teach, that's part of your responsibility, part of your obligations as a teacher is try to control that.
Yeah.
Perhaps by throwing a board rubber at them.
Yes, in the old fashioned way.
Mm. Yeah. Throw a board rubber at them. Tell them to stand up and share it all with the class, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it always worked in our day.
The solution to everything, all society's ills, is not simply to film everything.
Yeah.
Where that increasingly seems anyone's any idea. You know what's really ironic about this? Is that everyone's filming everything. Society, they say, British society's got more cameras filming our every action than any other society in the world. There are 5 cameras to every person living in the UK, all of that. And yet the one place where there is no filming being done is here in the Talk Radio studio. We are the only radio studio left in the UK and perhaps in the Western world,
yes,
that don't have cameras in the studio.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's not absolutely true. There are cameras.
They've never worked
at all.
But
since
they aren't real cameras. They were made by, you know, that bloke Sex Luke.
Yeah, who works downstairs. Yeah.
He once wanted to film. So they came up with the idea in our digital department of filming it, because they'd seen it on other stations. But they came with a box brownie to do it. It was really weird. But Luke came with a box brownie, and it took them 2 months. They had to go to Snappy Snaps, get it transferred.
Yeah, and we still haven't got it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But these aren't real cameras. These are made out of toilet rolls.
Right, fair enough. Makes sense. Right, that's it. Sam with you next, talking all of those things. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4. Just before we go, though, of course, the John Bercow breaking news. Again, he's had to apologise to his counterpart in the House of Lords this afternoon, John Bercow, saying that while he didn't think he spoke out of turn, he did apologise in case he broke protocol, and that is, we got that from a source.
Yeah, what was your source?
I'll show you our source. It was this.
We got it at Burko.
Burko,
it's where the Trump goes.
Here at the House of Commons, our speaker is the real deal. We have the very best in honest and honourable opinions from a real everyday hypocrite. With Burko, he isn't afraid to speak his mind, and if you want some non-neutral opinions that we don't have in stock, don't worry, as we're not afraid to order them in. He's had leaders from China, Ghana, North Korea and Saudi Arabia, yet when it comes to Donald Trump, we have accusations of racism and sexism. Now that's a real hypocrite. If you're interested in more opinions than a desperate attempt to gain public popularity, just look around the whole of Parliament.
We got it at Burko.
Burko,
it's where the Trump go.
Despite slogan, it's where the Trump go, Parliament is actually where the Trump won't go, thanks to Burko.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.